Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and
AM, proudly brings you the Reading Colt 45s as they begin the first of a three-game series against the Novato Knicks. Hi, everybody. I'm Ethan Hansen, and it's good to be along with you wherever you may be on this gorgeous Friday afternoon or evening, as one might say, as the sun sets for the Reading Colt 45s, who had an offensive explosion. It was so explosive that even the pitchers got involved. A couple of them had base hits. They ended up beating TKB Bay Area by a score of 20-3, putting up 23 hits. And four players had three runs batted in, including Mason Johnson, the third baseman, Kyle Norton, the right fielder and first baseman, Eric Aguayo, the catcher, and to top it all off, in his debut, making his first at bat as a Colt 45 member, Thomas Canfield, who just graduated from Trinity, went one for one, a bases loaded run batted in, and then to top it all off, he had himself a two-run single. So, Thomas Canfield, overall athlete, as we give you the starting lineup, first batting, first for the Colt 45s, at second base is Dusty Vela. He'll be followed, batting second is Patrick Fregoso at third base, and then batting third will be Kyle Norton in right field. Batting fourth is Hunter Reed, who hit a home run in yesterday's game at first base, and then batting fifth will be Brett Dingus at shortstop. Batting sixth will be Noah Young at designated hitter. Batting seventh is Jeremy Giesig in left field. Batting eighth is Giacomo Crosetti in center field. And then batting ninth is Mackenzie Higuchi, with center right on the mound, and he'll be facing Jake Dent, a hard-throwing right-hander for Sonoma State. I've actually known this man, crazy enough, for 3 years, if coincidence would have it. He was actually a roommate with my younger brother, Josh Medina, who is now a coach at Cal State Northridge. For Dent, he throws in the low 80s, throws a curveball and a changeup. So he'll be working off of his heat, though, as we will have the national anthem played tonight by the Sandlot Sound Machine, and we'll take you all the way to the Sandlot Sound Machine, who will play the national anthem. Who just played the national anthem, and we'll get you started with tonight's sponsors. Tonight's sponsor on 96.5, 1460 AM KCNR is brought to you by Authority Property Management, voted the best of the North State for 2022 and committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords. rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com. Also, tonight sponsoring the Third Base Club VIP Pavilion is World Telecom and Surveillance. World Telecom and Surveillance is a leader in our industry, providing a wide range of services that include telecommunications, surveillance systems, access control systems, fiber optics, voice and data cabling, as well as dial tone and internet services. Our wide range of services saves up our customers' time and hassle meeting with multiple contractors. At World Telecom and Surveillance, we listen to our customers and assist them with designing systems that are the most practical and affordable for their needs. So after that mouthful of an ad, it is a pretty good day if you are somebody from Shasta County, particularly if you are from Shasta County and a fan of LSU. That is because Jay Johnson, who is the head coach of the Tigers competing in the College Baseball World Series, was born in Oroville and then attended Shasta College between 1997 and 1998. And I just got off the phone with him and talking about the memories that he has living in Reading. And so not only are the Colt 45s in action, but some of these players have something to strive for, a bit of greatness, and Jay Johnson, the LSU coach. And so that is that. And for the Colt 45s, they are facing an adversary who gave them problems last year. In fact, the Novato Knicks took 2 of 3 from the Colt 45s last season, with a bunch of players consisting of men from the Bay Area and wine country. In fact, there are there are 17 players on this 32-man roster who all hail from Sonoma State, and so they'll be looking to give the Reading Colt 45s some trouble. Batting first for the Novato Knicks in center field will be Brandon Herter, and then followed by Joe Brown at second base, batting second. Batting third is Braden Holiday, a 6'2" power hitter who hit a couple of dongs during warm-ups over the fence. He'll be playing in left field, and then batting fourth and right field will be Jake McCoy. Batting fifth will be Nico Tejada at third base. Batting sixth will be Jacob Campbell at short. Batting seventh is Zane Bennett, the designated hitter. And then batting eighth is Jaden Huang Tru at first base. And then batting ninth to finish it off is Lucas Townsend for this Novato Knicks team, who played the Humboldt Crabs 2 weeks ago and beat them 2 out of 3. The Novato Knicks are the defending 2022 Norm Thompson Pacific Baseball League champions. They play against teams like the Prune Packers down in Wine Country and 4 other teams that make up that league. And so for Spencer Rife, who gets the start on the mound, originally born in Columbus, Georgia, throws 86 to 87 miles per hour, and he is looking for a sharp start tonight. And when talking with Bob Anderson about what Spencer needs to do to be successful tonight, kept it very, very simple. He simply said execute. If he executes his pitches, stays within himself, hits his spots, is that cool, calm customer that he is on the mound, then there's no doubt that the Colt 45s have a very good chance at achieving a victory against the Knicks. The Knicks are wearing red with a white logo, white stripes on the shoulder blades, gray hands. The Colt 45s wearing their traditional yellow uniforms with black sleeves, white pants, and a black pinstripe. Higuchi throws down, and we are underway, as this is the place to be here at Tiger Field on Friday night. And it is a packed crowd here. Fans from all walks of life are are in for today's game. A big visiting crowd on the right side for the Knicks making the trip up from Wine Country. Here is Reif. He will wind. The right-hander delivers. The pitch is a fastball. Missing just off the plate to the left-handed hitting Herder. And the count is 1-0, 7-15 start right on the dot. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike. So for Reif, a very humbled guy, humble man, somebody who is studying philosophy and business. 1-1 pitch, change up that stays a little high for ball two. So two balls and one strike to count. Corner in at third base down the side is Fragoso, who's getting his first start. It's third base. Pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike. Two balls and two strikes to count to Herder. Here's Reif. He'll wind and fire the 2-2 pitch. Strike three called. Change up. Rings up Herder. And already tonight, we have our first beer batter.
All beer will be one.
And given how close these two ball clubs were from last season, this is definitely going to be a lot more competitive than what we saw in the last two games between TKB Bay Area, which at least the first game was pretty good. The Colt 45s won 5-3, had to rely on pitching as the first pitch by Brown is going into the third base side. Up with it is Fragoso. Fires the first in time to read, and there's quickly two away. So with two outs, and now here comes a Braden Holiday. So Braden Holiday, who hit a three-run home run on this field last year, a big boy, 6'3", can really swing it. Here's Reif. He winds in, delivers to Holiday. Holiday goes on strike one on the outside corner, flinches the wrist, and the count is 0-1 with Vicente Gutierrez behind home plate. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Another slider that breaks on the outside corner for strike two quickly. 0-2 the count to Holiday. Reif winds and fires. The 0-2 pitch is bouncing the dirt for ball one. So pitch in the dirt. And for Reif, just trying to keep it out of the zone without Holiday's trajectory. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. A changeup as Holiday is out in front and down he goes. Spencer Reif looking good in the first inning. Sets the Knicks down in order. No runs, no hits, two strikeouts for the man from Columbus, Georgia. And at the end of half an inning, it's the Novato Knicks 0, the Reading Colt 45s. Coming up here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Bottom of the first inning, and it'll be Jake Dent going up against the Reading Colt 45s as Dusty Vela will lead things off, followed by Patrick Fragoso getting his first start tonight at second base. And then batting third will be Kyle Norton. And so for Dent, he is a man who just likes to throw the ball hard and likes to golf, play a little bit of basketball. Actually, I believe he's still roomed in on the, there's a golf course outside of Sonoma State, and that is a big hub where students live. And so for Dent, who's also dreaming of becoming a big leaguer and trying to show what he can do as a right-handed pitcher, against the Reading Colt 45. So sit tight and buckle your seatbelts, because here we go. As Dusty Vela will lead things off. Here's the pitch to Vela, delivered on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. And so for Dent. Looking in, he'll wind and fire. The 0-1 pitch is a fastball high for ball one. One ball and one strike to count. Again, fans still filtering in. Nearly a sellout on this left side. Here's the 1-1 pitch, a fastball that misses away for ball two. And so for the Colt 45s, who have been so good at not swinging at pitches outside of their zone. 2-1 pitch from Dent, fastball swung on and missed a strike two. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Vela. Dent takes a breath with Fragoso on deck. Here's the 2-2 pitch, fastball swung on, chopped to third, up with Dennis Tejada. He'll throw it to first. And time throw was offline, but able to tiptoe the bag at first is Huang Tu, and there's one away. And so that will bring up Patrick Fragoso. So a chopper right to the third base side, and so here's Fragoso. Fragoso checking in. Coming by way of Eastvale, California, a team that in a lot of ways is a rival with the Sonoma State-dominated Novato Knicks team. Pitch is delivered on the inside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. Cal State San Bernardino got the better of the Colt 45s and the California Collegiate Athletic Association championship game back in 2022. 1-0-1 pitch is grounded to second. Up with it is Brown. Throws to Huang Tu, and there's quickly two away. So two soft grounders by the Colt 45s, and that will bring up Kyle Norton. And so for Dent. Big hands, 6'2", broad shoulders. And again, plenty of history with this Knicks team. Fastball swung on, lifted down the left field line and foul. That's going to slice out of play. Mr. Fabulous being the Pipe Piper leading the fans. And a chant of foul ball. 0-1 the counts. So 0-1, also the bleachers being filled by the 20-person crew. The Sandlot Sound Machine, 0-1 pitches missed away for ball one. So one ball and one strike, the Knicks with 60-plus years of history. Program that has produced the likes of former San Diego Padre Will Venable. Here's the 1-1 pitch in the dirt for ball two. Look like his change up there that just split and broke down and at the dirt. So two balls and one strike. Just getting started. Bottom of the first. No score between the Knicks and the Colt 45s. 2-1 pitch swung on and bounced to third. Short up with it. Is Campbell throws the Huang two and that ends the inning. So the Reading Colt 45s go down quietly in the bottom of the first. No runs, no hits. Three ground outs, touched by the third baseman, Tejada, second baseman Brown, and to top it all off, it's Campbell. No runs, no hits. We go to the top of the second inning between the Novato Knicks and the Colt 45s. No score.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
You don't need to go any further.
And so, top of the second inning we go as Paige and Thomas, a pair of fraternal twins who wave to the crowd. They are tonight's bat boy and bat girl. So the two youngsters taking care of the Colt 45s. We've got the Sandlot Sound Machine, and we have the Trinity Little League team. A core of 8, 9, 10-year-olds are going to be playing against East Reading tomorrow, so we'll check in with them, their coaches, and get their thoughts on what they'll expect in tomorrow's game. And meanwhile, it's up for the big boys as we reach the top of the second inning as Jake McCoy checks in. Here's Rife, winds and fires, first pitch, hard fastball, blows it by McCoy for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Here's Rife. He delivers another fastball. That is away. And so for Rife, who worked off his fastball, has a slider and a changeup as well, but looking to be much more aggressive tonight with that fastball. Brings the changeup, though, that drops on the outside corner for a strike. Rife. Working with his sauce. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Quickly, fastball in the dirt. And so for Rife, who is a man that is currently reading the Book of Medications by Marcus Aurelius. 2-2 pitches swung on a miss for strike three. And down goes McCoy. Third strikeout. For Spencer Rife, and so a man that just comes in with such a clear mind, but you can definitely tell those competitive juices are coming out of him right now. Pitch is swung on in, Mr. Strike One, and so 0-1 the count. Here's Rife, he'll whip and fire the 0-1 pitch is taken up and in for ball one. So one ball and one strike, and just talking about the great coaching lineage of Reading. 1-1 pitch is inside for ball two. And of course, you know, some names that you think about Bill Plummer, who once upon a time was the Seattle Mariners coach when Ken Griffey Jr. was making his rookie start. 2-1 pitches swung on and fouled away. And so Bill Plummer, who played on the Big Red Machine during the 1970s, won two World Series with them, was behind Johnny Bench. 2-2 pitches up and away for ball three. In fact, Sports Illustrated did a great article, and this was back in the prime of Sports Illustrated, when you would get, you know, these 4 to 5 Hey, stories, 3-2 pitches, missed inside for ball four. So Tejada draws the first walk, and we have our first base runner of the day. But that was back when you didn't just get Sports Illustrated. You got Sports Illustrated. And don't remember who the writer was, but you can look it up online. But they did a story about how Bill Plummer could have played on any other big league team. First pitch is swung on and fouled up along the first baseline by Campbell. Slicing foul, Reed giving chase, but it is out of play. 310 down the line in right field, 370 in right center, and then 406 in dead center, 358 in left center, and then 320 in left. And so Plummer in this article wrote about how, and this wasn't just talking with Plummer, but this was talking to guys like Johnny Bench, who he was the backup for. And Johnny said, Bill could have played on any other team any given night, could have started. He is work ethic, his level of professionalism, how prepared he was, the discipline in the weight room, how he stayed healthy by eating the right foods, even back in that day where nutrition really was sort of an afterthought, you know, in some ways. I mean, it was still important, mind you, but again, with the technology that we have, O2 Hitch is taken away for ball one. And so it's a great article. Definitely check it out about Bill Plummer, who was the backup but won two World Series rings and had a successful major league coaching career, both in the MLB and the minors. 1-2 pitch is taken away for ball two to Jacob Campbell. 2-2, little throw over the first, and that's just to ring the bell and check up on Tejada, make sure that he's still there. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Tejada with about a 2-pace lead. 2-2 pitch, off-speed, breaking ball. Strikes out Campbell. Riven is in his bag right now. That is now 4 strikeouts in the 5 outs that he has recorded. And now, here is Zane Bennett. And so, for Rife, who said that in 10 years he wants to be living on a Greek island and making millions of dollars, don't we all? Here's the pitch, swung on, and there's a high fly ball into deep left field. Back he goes, watching it carry, and it is gone! Over the netting! What a shot by Zane Bennett! A two-run home run, and it's 2-0 Novato Knicks. Zane Bennett, my goodness! That ball was absolutely crushed. Zane Bennett from Santa Rosa Junior College. Man, Tyler's going to get on me for that one. I think I might have jinxed Mr. Rife. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the third. Up with it. The throw high, but there is Reed to make the grab to end the inning. So a 5-3 put out from Fragoso to Reed, and that ends the inning. But not before Zane Bennett on a 2-strike approach gets a pitch up in the zone and crushes the ball over the left center wall for a 2-run home run. 2 runs on 1 hit, the big monster shot by Bennett. And at the end of 1.5, the Reading Colt 45s trail the Novato Knicks 2-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
2-0 Novato Knicks heading into the bottom of the second, and the Colt 45s looking for an answer after a 2-run home run from Zane Bennett. It was smooth sailing for Spencer Rife, who at one point retired 5 of the first 6 batters that he had faced. He had walked Nico Tejada, and then just with 2 strikes left a breaking ball up, and Bennett took it out of the yard. And that is where we stand. So let's see if the Colt 45s can battle back. They battled back from a 6-0 deficit earlier against the Fresno Athletics, but this Novato Knicks team is much more polished, and it is going to be a tougher challenge for the Colt 45s tonight. But they can definitely do it, and it starts with Hunter Reed. Here is Dent. He will wind and fire. The first pitch is a fastball that's taken up and at the ribcage of Reed for ball one. 1 ball and no strikes. One oh pitch. Fastball swung on and missed for strike one. And so for Dent. Got the first 3 batters that he faced to ground out in Vela, Fragoso, and Norton. 1-1 pitch is swung on, grounded hard into the hole, past the glove of Campbell for a base hit. And so that's how the Colt 45s answer with a leadoff single from Hunter Reed, and that will bring up Brett Dingus, who went 3-for-3 yesterday. And so for Dingus, who is getting himself a big cheer from his rabid Colt 45s fan base. And so for Dingus, from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Dent. He'll set and deliver. First pitch is a fastball, swung on and fouled back. And again, this is going to be the game where it's going to test whether or not the Colt 45s can adjust after playing a team from TKB Bay Area yesterday that brought only 10 players with them to play a two-game set. Now you're dealing with the Novato Knicks, who by all accounts brought the infantry with them. Throw over to first and back on the bag is Reed. Brought 30 players. This is as good as you're going to see as far as series all season long. Reed at first. Here's Dent. Winds in, delivers the 101 pitch, is taken upstairs for ball one. And so for the Reading Colt 45s, trying to figure Dent out. Here's the 1-1 pitch, fastball upstairs and in for ball two. Two balls and one strike to count. And speaking of Bill Plummer and the Cincinnati Reds, how about Ellie De La Cruz, the rookie sensation who just today became the first Cincinnati Red in 34 years to hit for the cycle. 2-1 pitch is a fastball upstairs for ball three. Three balls and one strike. And so for the Colt 45s, trying to use their patience, use their IQ to try to cross home plate, produce some runs against Dent. 3-1 pitch, swung on and fouled away, and I think that was the one that Dingus wanted. He got a fastball on the inner half, and now looking at it and saying, man, that was mine. Now we're going to try to do it again. Full counts. Reed at first, 2-0 Reading, 2-0 Novato Knicks. Here in the bottom of the second. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Runner goes. Pitch is taken high for ball four. And so the Reading Colt 45s narrowing the zone, waiting for their pitch. And for Brett Dingus, he is on board with a walk to set up Noah Young. And so for Noah Young, who comes to the plate, and meanwhile, a board meeting between Dent and his catcher, Lucas Townsend. And so for Townsend and Dent, the quick word. Runners at first and second. Young steps to the plate. Here is Dent. He'll set. Look at second. Here's the pitch. Changeup delivered just off the plate for ball one. 1-0 the count for Young, whose father Mark played in the Toronto Blue Jays organization, originally born in San Diego. 1-0 pitch is taken a little high for ball two. So now for Dent, fighting his command now. With Jeremy Giesig on deck, he hit a home run yesterday that got the Colt 45s. Seven runs in that first inning last night. 2-0 pitch. Fastball right there for a strike. Hip high on the outside corner. And so for Young, who has his father Mark, who played in the Toronto Blue Jays organization, and then his uncles Ronnie and Donnie, both Cleveland Indians organization alums. 2-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back. So two balls, two strikes, no out. They're running Colt 45s, trying to strike after allowing a two-run home run to Zane Bennett. Here's Dent. Heel set. Winds and fires. 2-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away. And so for Young, fighting off that outside fastball that Dent threw. Dent saying that he's been clocked as high as 92. We'll do it again. Deuce is wild. Two balls, two strikes. Two men aboard, 2-0. Novato Knicks. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled away again. Man, this is really becoming a dogfight here between Young and Dent, making the right-handed pitcher from Sonoma State work. The 2-2 pitch again, changeup, swung on, comebacker to Dent. Dent throws the ball in the dirt, scooped up at third. Nice play by Tejada to get the lead runner, and there's one away. So Dent with a 1-5 fielder's choice. Out is Reed at third.
All right. Left fielder, number 29, Jeremy Giesing.
And now here is Jeremy Giesing. And so Dingus at second with Young at first. And for Giesing, who played at Cal State San Bernardino this past season. So throw over to second and back to the bag goes Dingus. Here's the pitch. Fastball missing low for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. And so for Cal State San Bernardino, who finished 46-19. One of pitch taken upstairs for ball two. And ended up beating Sonoma State 3 out of 4, including one game where the Coyotes beat the Seawolves 26-6 at home. That must have been fun, at least if you were on the San Bernardino side of things. 2-0 pitch swung on and missed for strike one. Two and one. And it was a game that Giesing was a part of where he went 1-for-4 and had 2 runs batted in. 2-1 pitches away for ball three. So for Giesing, facing a familiar foe in Dent, who is already allowed a walk and a single to Reed. Young at first after reaching on the fielder's choice. 3-1. In fact, it was Giesing that hit a home run during that 26-6 win. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Line hard down the third baseline and foul. Three balls and two strikes. That was a pitch up in the zone, and Giesing cranked it. So a full count as the Colt 45s trail 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Giesing, the man to try to do the job of potentially tying this thing up. Here's Jet, the 3-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away. And, you know, even if doesn't end up working out for Gesicki, he is putting together a quality at bat. The more pitches that he's able to foul off, the more pitches that he's able to see, you just know that the Colbert guys are watching from their dugout, analyzing, watching, and making the mental adjustments. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Is swung on, foul away again, this time into over the third base side. And so we'll do it again. 3-2. It is a crowded home base side. Fans are getting their specialized hot dogs. We have one hot dog that's got tomatoes, pickles, and onions on it. I might just steal that thing at commercial. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Changeup way upstairs for ball four. Gesicki does his job, draws a walk. That's a second walk issued by Jake Dent this inning, and the bases are loaded for Giacomo Crosetti. So there is a moment in time that Crosetti can really take advantage of. How about being a junior college player, just played 2 years at Shasta College, and now you're looking for a four-year home, and you get to face against a well-known Division II pitcher in Dent. Dent winds in, delivers fastball, swung on, ground ball, into the hole, and left field, but he's in! Genius comes in! Holding it, third is Young, an RBI single by Giacomo Crosetti, and the Colt 45s trail 2-1. Man, just what the doctor ordered. Crosetti, that is definitely going to go on his highlight reel. And again, that is what this Colt 45s team is for, either for the players in college looking to see if they can draw some scouts, become pros, or in Giacomo's case, try to find a four-year college that'll offer him a scholarship. Well, there you go. Now here's Mackenzie Higuchi, who takes a changeup a little high for ball one, says Vicente Gutierrez. 1-0 the count for Higuchi, who was born in Aiea, Hawaii, but didn't really surf that much, he said. Said he was more of an ice skater. 1-0 pitches high and away for ball two. I guess kind of reminds you of that plot of that 90s Disney movie, Johnny Tsunami. Oh. That was a good movie, man. Those were the days. That was back when you also had like 70 channels instead of like the 2,000 channels that you have on cable now. Here's the 2-0 pitch taken down and away for ball three. We talked about how History Channel used to produce actual history documentaries. They still do. It's a good place to go during Shark Week, I guess. Yeah. 3-0. Here's Dent with the bases loaded and in a bit of a jam now. To Higuchi, 3-0 pitch is taken high. For ball four, Dent has run himself into trouble now. A bases loaded walk from Higuchi, who hits up the run batted in. And it's now tied up at two. And now for Dent, after a solid first inning of work, finds himself having given up 3 walks, 2 base hits, and only with 1 out, tied up at two. And so meanwhile, the discussion continues with Dent. Nobody warming up in the Novato Knicks bullpen yet. However, one extra base hit for the Colt 45s pops that balloon and opens up the floodgates. Meanwhile, we're going to have a courtesy runner for Higuchi as Mackenzie Cassingham heads to first. He is the recently graduated 18-year-old from UPrep. He's played well this season, and so the heart of the order comes up with Dusty Vela set to bat. Tied up at two after a leadoff single by Hunter Reed. A walk by Brett Dingus. Reaching at on the fielder's choice was Young. Giesig the walk. RBI single by Crosetti. And now there's a tie drive into left center. That's going to be caught. Tagging up and scoring will be Giesig. And it's now 3-2, Cold 45. And then there's an error in center field, missing his cutoff man at third base. And moving to third is Crosetti. Into second goes Cassingham. And so the Cold 45s, all of a sudden, stringing together three runs in the simplest of ways. And yet simple has been the recipe for success for this Colt 45s team. And so Dusty Vela, first pitch, sacrifice fly. And now here's Fragoso. Here's Dent. He winds and fires, first pitch. On the outside corner, finds the zone for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Always interesting when umpires move position. You have Harvey Maxey on the third base side in B position, and what is referred to, I believe, as C position for Robert Maddie. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that ball is driven into left field, and that'll drop for a base hit. In the score is Crosetti. Holding it third is Cassingham. A RBI single for Patrick Fragoso, and the Colt 45s are making Jake Dent look very mortal here with four runs in the bottom of the second. And so the Colt 45s just finding ways to string hits together in the most professional way. An opposite field base hit, and now here is Norton, who takes away for ball one. The ninth hitter to come to the plate. I mean, you know, we were talking earlier about how this was really supposed to be the team that was going to give the Colt 45s maybe some trouble after beating them 2-3 last year. And yet right now, the Colt 45s are just on a train that has just continued to steam downhill and on track. 1-0 for Norton. Here's Dent trying to get out of the second. 1-0 pitch on the outside corner there for a strike. So one ball and one strike the count. And again, it's just been with sharp line drives, walks, and not swinging at pitches out of the zone. The nine ball theory of Bob Anderson. And it has worked to the Colt 45's advantage. Two balls and one strike is now Dent is finding himself in a bit of a fix. Dent, he'll set the 2-1 pitch, swung on, lifted foul and out of play, and that's going to go into the bocce courts. And that's what the little leaguers are for, is to get those foul balls and bring them in. I feel like there should be some candy to give to these young men, too, after they do all that hard work, kind of like how they do it at the little league level. Plenty of lollipops to go around. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Dent trying to avoid throwing any lollipops to Norton. The 2-2 pitch. Changeup is up and away for ball three. And so for the threading, Colt 45s, who have really just kept their approach so consistent, and now for Dent, having given up four runs. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, and that ball is lifted into shallow left field, slicing foul and out of play. And so we will do it again with a full count, 4-2, running Colt 45s over the Novato Knicks, who have sent 9 hitters to the plate, a pair of RBI singles from Giacomo Crisetti, Patrick Fragoso, a sacrifice fly by Dusty Vela, and a bases loaded walk by Higuchi. 3-2 pitch swung on, slapped the other way! 4 base hit by Norton. In comes Castingham. It's 5-2, Colt 45s. And again for Kyle Norton, that is just a mature approach. You're a big 6'5" power hitting left-hander, and instead of trying to hit it out of the ball yard and trying to find a fence or a pasture in Tehama County, what does he do? 3-2 fastball, hits it the opposite direction, into the hole in left field. Just a professional at bat, doesn't get any better. And now the 10th man to the plate comes to bat as the Colt 45s have batted around here in the bottom of the second for Hunter Reed. Here's the pitch to Reed. That's a fastball that swung on, lifted high, foul, and out of play. And there's a green truck that is right in the line of fire. If you want that truck to stay beautiful and almost teal colored, I would suggest moving it. 0-1. Here's Dent. He will wind and fire. The 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. So no balls and 2 strikes the count. And again for Kyle Norton, who's just, again, this is a man who hit, I think, 6 home runs last year. Hasn't hit any yet, but yet his effectiveness at the bat has only gotten better in his second year with the 45s. 0-2, Dent is going to step off. And so Dent, the lonely man out there for the Novato Knicks, as he has allowed 5 runs in the bottom of the second inning. Here's Dent. The 0-2 pitch, changeup, swung on. That ball's lifted high into right center. Under it and making the grab is Herter, and that ends the inning, but not before the Reading Colt 45s send 10 batters to the plate. 3 RBI singles each from Patrick Fragoso, Giacomo Crisetti, and Kyle Norton. 5 runs on 3 hits.
All right, everyone.
A walk and a sacrifice fly. Excuse me. Let me check this again. Yep. 3 runs on 4 walks, a sacrifice fly, and we're through 2 innings here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. It's the Reading Colt 45s leading the Novato Knicks 5-2 here on KCNR.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Top of the third inning we go. Here is Spencer Rive delivering a fastball high to Lucas Townsend, and the count is 1-0. And again, talking with LSU head coach Jay Johnson, just under an hour ago about what he believes it takes to become a successful program. And he said, and I quote, "The team has to be stronger than the individual. And if the team is stronger than the individual with individual talent, you can go some pretty far places." And that is what this Colt 45 team is showing against this Novato Knicks team, who used just three RBI singles, none of them home runs, none of them even doubles, but just taking smart approaches to the plate. And again, I think we got to start, you know, really looking at this team and saying, wow, this is top level baseball that we are seeing. And, you know, we've been saying it all year, but it's one thing to play against TKB, but then another thing to have the reigning 2022 Norm Thompson Pacific Baseball League champions come into your town and just, you know, outplay them for the way that it happened. One ball and one strike to count as Brandon Herter is at the plate with Lucas Townsend at first. 1-1 pitch is a changeup a little high for ball two, and the count is 2-1. Here's Wright. He'll set. The 2-1 pitch is a fastball taken away for ball three. And so for Wright, with a 5-2 lead, he'll set the 3-1 pitch, fastball high for ball four. And so now for Wright, struggling with his command, and now Bob Anderson quickly out to the mound to talk with his pitcher. Once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Authority Property Management, voted the best of the North State for 2022, and committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com. And meanwhile, trying to regain some form of authority is Spencer Reif. And we mentioned before that he was from Columbus, Georgia. That's wrong. He's actually from Richmond, Virginia. That's the place that Spencer Reif was originally listed from, but he says that he's actually from Murfreesboro. So the man out of Richmond, Virginia. Here's the pitch. Slider delivered on the outside corner for a strike. So 0-1 the count to Joe Brown. Joe Brown, listed at 5'7". Right sets, the 0-1 pitch swung on and bounced hard to second. Out at one, the throw to first, double play! Scooped out of the dirt! What a Hunter Reed, and there's two outs. What a play by Hunter Reed. Man, talk about a bailout. Man, Vila made a good scoop to field the ball at second, touched the bag in time, but then on that throw to first, threw an absolute gopher, and then with Reif able to pick out the weeds. And now, here is Braden Holliday, who swings and misses for strike one, 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed for strike two. That slider in for Reif, who's already taken care of Holliday in the first at bat. Here's the 0-2 pitch, swung on and a roller to third. Up with it, better hurry. The throw to first is in time by Fragoso to take care of Holliday, and that ends the inning. So despite two straight walks issued by Reif, he settles it down, takes control, and takes care of business. Gets a double play by Joe Brown and Braden Holliday to end the inning. No runs, no hits. We're going to the bottom of the third inning, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 5-2 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
And we are here in the bottom of the third inning here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR, and it's time for Chappie's Hot Corner with Tyler Chapman. Take it away, Tyler.
This is Tyler Chapman in KCNR studio in downtown Reading, and this is Chappie's Hot Corner. Shasta County, for most of its history, has been pretty rural. With 182,000 people spread over 3,847 square miles, the gem of the North State is hardly a metropolis. That hasn't stopped Shasta County from producing some top-level athletes in a variety of sports. The Shasta County Sports Hall of Fame inducts members every September. Inductees can be athletes, coaches, contributors, teams, or events that took place in Shasta County. Some of the members of the hall include USA women's soccer superstar Megan Rapinoe, Canadian Football League legend Ricky Ray, Olympic silver medalist wrestler Greg Gibson, NFL Hall of Famer Mel Hine, gold medalist soccer player Michelle Smith, as well as our own Rick Bassetti. The 1993 Reading Rebels softball team and the Reading Browns are among the team inductees. The future looks bright for the hall. Possible inductees include ESPN's Rich Eisen and Reading Rodeo, as many more. Former Shasta College baseball player and current LSU coach Jay Johnson is coaching the Tigers in Omaha for the College World Series. It's safe to say that there are no shortage of gems in the North State. This has been today's Line Drive. Hope you catch it. Back to Chappie's Hot Corner. Back to you, Ethan.
Thanks, Tyler. And again, you know, talking with Jay about his time in Shasta College, and the one thing that he just continued to repeat is just the amount of graciousness that he feels for Shasta County, how grateful he was, the fact that he was from Oroville and got an opportunity to play under Coach Rupert and lived with his godparents, Bill and Mary Springhorn, who both of them are actually named after a yearly cross-country event that occurs at Shasta College. But just so great, he has been so grateful for his time, he tells me, in Reading and Shasta County, and how it's taken him all across the realm of baseball, from UC San Diego, coaching at University of Nevada, Reno, then Arizona, and now landing at LSU, making his third college baseball appearance as a coach. Here's the 2-2 pitch, grounded to third, up with it. Ensehada throws the first in time, and Brett Dingus is retired to start the third, one away to bring up Noah Young. And so for Young, who reached on a fielder's choice, and for Dent, looking to get his train back on the tracks after five runs were given up in the bottom of the second. That's where we stand, 5-2. Here's the pitch, swung on, that ball is lined hard into right field for a base hit. Young, grounding first, thinking of second, puts on the brakes, and so for Noah Young, the man out of Cal State East Bay, originally born and raised in San Marcos, but then as a high schooler, attended Justin Siena in Napa, California, very close to where some of these players like Dent are from. And so for Dent, with a man aboard facing Jeremy Giese. Here's the pitch to Giese. Come on, that ball is driven hard down the left field line. That's a fair ball and into the corner. Grounding third and holding is Noah Young. Jeremy Giese continues to wear out the Novato Knicks. That is his first base hit of the day, but the second time that he has Reed's base just putting together such quality at bats. And this has just been on a run that he's really been on. Since playing against the Seattle Studs last weekend, and it has carried over to this first of the three-game series against the Knicks. And now here's the pitch to Giacomo Crisetti, who takes a fastball in the inside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. And again, talking about the history of the Shasta County Hall of Fame, what it means, the honor. 0-1 pitch swung on, grounded to third. Up with it, the throw home is in time. As Young is thrown out at home, and that will bring up Mackenzie Higuchi. So a fielder's choice, Young thrown out, and with two away, Dent has a big opportunity to get himself out of trouble. So at second is Giesig, and here is Higuchi, who walked in a man with who scored on a bases, who got a run batted in on a bases loaded walk. Here's the pitch to Higuchi, takes in the dirt for ball one. Skips away from the catcher Townsend, and to third, hustling in is Giesig. Into second goes Crisetti. And so for the Colt 45s, with two runners in scoring position, looking to take advantage of the wild pitch from Dent. And again, it's so amazing to think about 1-0 pitches inside for ball two, to think about an area that really, in this large landscape that we have of only 190,000 people, and yet we have produced gold medalists in the Olympics, you know, from Rapinoe to Michelle Smith. 1-2-0 pitch is grounded hard up along the third baseline and foul. Greg Gibson, who attended Shasta High School, who competed and earned a silver medal while serving in the Marine Corps. I mean, you, there's been some great athletes all around this country, but they don't get as unique as the ones we have here in the good old 5-3-0. 2-1 pitch is a fastball, late strike called at the hips by Gutierrez, and the count is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out, bottom of the third. 5-2, Reading Colt 45s. The 2-2 pitch, slider breaks away, and Gutierrez is going to say that it hit Higuchi on the elbow pad. And so Higuchi is aboard for the second time, and the bases are loaded again for the Colt 45s, as once again, trading spots with Higuchi is Cassingham. And so, for Dusty Vela, who is 0-for-1, had a sacrifice fly and run batted in as part of that five-run second inning, and now looking to make himself even richer. Here's Dent. Heel set. Wind and fire, the pitch is a fastball, miss inside, at the knees for ball one to Vela. And so, for Vela, with the Sandlot sound machine pumping behind him, and they've got a great backstory. 1-0 pitch, swung on and grounded to second, up with it, the toss by Brown to Campbell at short, and that ends the inning. So the Colt 45s get the bases loaded with two outs, but unable to scratch home a run. They leave the bases loaded. No runs, two hits, three lefts, and at the end of three innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 5-2 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Top of the fourth inning, still anybody's ball game. The Reading Colt 45s leading the Novato Knicks 5-2, and here is Jake McCoy to lead things off. As here's the pitch to McCoy, taken a little high for ball one. One ball and no strikes the count. 1-0 pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled away. And so for Rife, who, again, we mentioned earlier, a very ambitious man, trying to become a millionaire and wants to run a hedge fund, own stocks. Two balls and one strike. And he says the key to his success is his reading. He also does something called grounding, where he says he walks around the outfield barefoot before the games, and it helps him with his chi. It helps him with his spiritual energy. So three balls and two strikes accounts. To McCoy, who just fouled the pitch away. 3-2 pitch, hard fastball, blown by McCoy for strike three. Five strikeouts now for the man out of Richmond, Virginia. And we got to check in with Rife after the game, see what he's reading. Last time we checked in with him, he was still on the book of meditations by Marcus Aurelius. Breaking ball on the outside corner there for a strike, 0-1. Rife, who says he doesn't like to pitch off of emotion, but he is bringing those competitive juices today. 0-1 pitch, change up on the outside corner for a strike. 0-2, trying to keep the Knicks guessing. The 0-2 pitch, fastball in the dirt. So he had one to burn right there. One ball and two strikes, gave up two runs in the second inning, but the Colt 45s responded with five of their own. 1-2 pitch, fastball on the outside corner, just missing, says Gutierrez. Higuchi trying to frame it, just missed. 2-2 pitch, swung on, lifted along the right field line, and foul. That's going to go out of play. Two balls, two strikes for Rife. Wow, this is something I haven't seen in a while. A young man is wearing a Raising Cane's hat. That's a fried chicken specialty. 2-2 pitch, strike three called. Fastball in the inside corner. Rings up Nico Tejada, and there's two away. Back-to-back strikeouts for Spencer Rife. And now here is Jacob Campbell. Here's the pitch. That's a way upstairs for ball one. Over everybody. Man, cue the Wild Thing music. He pulled a little bit of a Ricky Vaughn move right there by Rife, but definitely hasn't been Ricky Vaughn performance. Definitely been more like, we're trying to get to the big leagues kind of performance. Just two runs allowed so far, and that those two runs came off of just one hit. Here's the 2-0 hit, swung on, flies softly into left. Under it is Giesig, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. And so, for Wright, he has been brilliant so far through four innings.
Give a little love here, a little recognition, folks.
He has allowed just one hit so far, and that was the two-run home run to Zane Bennett. But since that home run, he has pitched two clean innings, struck out two in the fourth inning, and so that's where we stand. No runs, no hits, and we're going to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 5-2 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Bottom of the fourth inning we go, and we can't forget about the first credit union sign out there in left field. If somehow somebody hits the ball for a home run through that hole, a member in the audience will receive $10,000. And so for Tyler Chapman, who called me a jinx for the two-run home run, I gotta say, let's try to make some money.
Yeah, you're gonna give it to me over here too.
Yep. I'll get you a raffle ticket. Bottom of the fourth and checking in is Patrick Fregoso. Here is Dent. He'll wind in fire. The pitch is taken down and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Neither team going to their bullpen yet. Dent looking in, winds and fires. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Fregoso wanted that pitch, but swung over the top of it, missed, with Kyle Norton on deck. Here's the 1-1. Fastball swung on, lifted foul, and out of play, and those bocce courts getting plenty of work. One ball and two strikes. Got a lady sitting next to me wearing a Oakland A's hat. Gotta say, there were some pretty rude comments being said by Rob Manfred about the team, about the fan base, saying that too little too late should have started the movement about a decade ago. That was soft. Two balls and two strikes. But for those loyal to the cause, they are rewarding.
City of Oakland.
Two balls and two strikes. Here's the two pitch. Fastball swung on, corkscrewed up along the third baseline, softly foul and out of play. That play being made by third base coach Scott Dwyer. 3-2, bottom of the fourth. The Colt 45s trying to tack on more runs after scoring all five of their runs in the second. Here's Dent, the 2-2 pitch. Fastball taken low, just below the knees at the calves for ball three. Three and two. Here's Dent, the 3-2 pitch is taken up and away for ball four. And so for Fregoso. After singling in a run, draws a walk, and now that will bring up Kyle Norton. And so for Kyle Norton, and I just have to say again, what a professional at bat that he took in his last appearance, an opposite field, base hit into left field that scored a run, and that's a pitch that swung on, grounded to short. Having to throw across his body to throw to first, not in time. Norton using his speed as himself his second base hit of the night. And so runners are at first and second in the Colt 45s, trying to feed some more off of Dent. A team that in the Novato Knicks took 2 of 3 from the humbled Cavs. We were talking with Rick Bassetti, and he said to us on the radio, they just don't want to play us because they feel that the Colt 45s are just below their standard. Well, you know what? Says who? Here's the pitch. Changeup that misses inside and high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. The count. Man, nothing sounds better than getting to call a game in Humboldt County and coming away with a win and eating some of that good seafood. Here's the 1-0 pitch delivered on the outside corner for a strike. That field, by the way, has a left field, I think, that has a wall that's high, but it's like 250 feet. It is a sight to behold. Kind of reminds you of some of the ball fields in the East Coast a little bit. Very tight, very tightly quartered. One ball and one strike. The sound joining us, and a grounder to short. Up with it, the turn to second. By Campbell for one, the throw to first off the bag is run to Huang Tao. So Huang Tao off the bag on the throw from second. And so for Fragoso, he'll go to third. Norton put out. Reed aboard on the fielder's choice to set up Brett Dingus.
Shortstop, number 27, Brett Dingus.
And so for Dingus, with runners at the corners looking to add to this lead, here's the pitch swung on and fouled away. He's the one that I mentioned earlier that I got mixed up with Rife. Both of them teammates at Georgia Gwinnett. He's listed as being from Columbus, Georgia, but hails from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Says that there's a high school near his home called Eaglesville High School where they have Bring Your Tractor to School Day. The Shasta County folk agree with that tradition. That is as yee-haw as it gets. You could write a country song about Eaglesville and there. Bring your tractor to school day. No balls and two strikes. Man, if they had a... Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and a high fly ball popped into short left center. Going back just a few feet off the dirt to the grass and making the catch. Is Campbell in there? Two away. Yeah, if there was a bring your tractor to school day, I believe that would turn into a parade. I mean, people would be dressing up their tractors, giving it names. I mean, the whole, but you know what? Why not? Let's start a tradition, huh? I'll try to buy a tractor just for the event, or at least rent one. Here's the pitch. Fastball high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Talking with Elizabeth Johnson, who is the conductor of the Sandlot Sound Machine, actually got the idea of starting a Colt 45's pep band after seeing a Humboldt Crabs game, not even realizing that there was a baseball team in Reading. This was all the way back in 2019. COVID hit, wanted to bring up the idea and said, oh, the Reading Colt 45s are here. Let's go talk to Rick. Rick approved it. And so we have 25 musicians from Shasta College to are participating. A band of flutes. We got one man playing a tuba. I think we have the French horn over there, some clarinet players, some trumpets, some trombones. And Elizabeth Johnson said that she actually wanted to play trombone for the band at first, but then somebody had to lead it, and that's where she became the conductor. They've been practicing, she says, since February. Here's a 2-1 pitch, swung on and lifted into left center. Going back to his right, making the catch is her, and that ends the inning. So the running Colt 45s go down quietly despite a walk to Fregoso and a single by Norton. Dingus and Young both pop out. And at the end of four innings, the Reading Colt 45 lead the Novato Knicks 5-2 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Bottom of the fourth inning.
We're in the
frozen fourth, Mr. PA announcer. But anyway, the Colts actually. So. Hey.
Lead off the top of the fifth inning.
Here we go to the top of the fifth inning. This is the frozen fifth, so if the Colt 45s allow zero runs in the fifth inning, shut out the Knicks, ice cream will be a dollar off. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed for strike two. 0-2 to Zane Bennett, the one man who has a hit off of Spencer Rife, and it was a two-run home run. 0-2 pitch, swung on, grounded through the hole off the glove of Fregoso, and there won't be a play. Fregoso going to be charged with an error. So Fregoso trying to field a ground ball cleanly, deflected off of his glove, kicked to Dingus. None of them had a play, and so reaching base for the second time is Zane Bennett. After hitting a two-run home run in the second, here's Jaden Hwang True, who takes away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. One oh pitch, fastball away for ball two. So two balls and no strikes to count. The Colt 45s leading the Novato Knicks. 2-0 pitch is high for ball three. And Tyler Chapman just brought up something interesting. My boy, and he knows this because I wouldn't shut up about him for the first month when he was hitting the ball and being the rookie of the month. James Outman played for the Humboldt Caps. 3-0 pitch is taken away for ball four. And so Hwang True is aboard, runners at first and second, and the Novato Knicks with an opportunity to put a dent in this Colt 45's lead. Here is Lucas Townsend, who walked in the third inning. Here's Rife. He winds and delivers. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. And that's the thing that Coach Bob Anderson talked about, how Rife has just got to become more comfortable with just attacking hitters with fastballs, giving himself that opportunity. Fastball is taken up and in for ball one. But again, when he is working off of that fastball, commanding it, throwing it for strikes, and then utilizing the changeup and slider, that's when he is at his best. Here's Rice. And now we're going to get a timeout called. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball way upstairs for ball two. So talk about trusting that fastball. Right, trying to find the zone with it. Two balls and one strike. The sound machine in tow, playing some tunes. And for Elizabeth Johnson, got the idea of starting the Sandlot SoundCloud after listening to the Humboldt Crabs band. And that band's name, they are called the Crabgrass. Cute little play on words there for those of you who love crossword puzzles and play Sudoku. Two and two the counts. 2-2 pitch swung on, fouled away, and that went off of the left ankle of Townsend. Ouch, that is going to sting. So for Townsend, going to get a standing 10, try to shake it off.
That is not good.
So two balls, two strikes. Townsend settles back in the box, takes a deep breath. Runners at first and second. At second is Zane Bennett, and at first is Huang Fu. And now we're going to get another timeout. Give Townsend a little bit more time to gather himself. So Gutierrez being patient with Townsend, and now Townsend steps in. Two balls, two strikes, no out. Top of the fifth inning, the 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. The throw to third in time. The Gucci throws out the base runner, Zane Bennett. Not sure why Bennett was necessarily going. Maybe that was a blown hit and run, but whatever it was, it sure as heck ended in disaster for the Novato Knicks as Townsend strikes out, and then Zane Bennett is hung out to dry with the bleach and cotton fabric. And now here is Brandon Herter, who takes a little bit inside for ball one.
One lucky fan wins $50 at first. So we're going to draw a number here in a moment. Hey, folks.
1-0 pitch taken upstairs and away for ball two. So two balls and no strikes the count. And again, we were talking about Jay Johnson earlier. Let's talk about some of the other fine gentlemen who are coaching around baseball, particularly. Here's the 2-0 pitch, grounded to short. Up with it is Dingus, throws to Reed, and he takes care of Herter, beating him by a step to end the inning. So no runs, no hits. The Novato Knicks get two base runners aboard, but fail to capitalize. And at the end of 4.5, we're halfway home here at historic Tiger Field. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 5-2 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Authority Property Management, voted the best of the North State for 2022 and committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome to Inning We Go, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and I am joined with my special fifth inning guest, George Seeley, the head coach of the Trinity Majors All-Star team. Your teams are going to be taking on East Reading tomorrow. First of all, how are you doing today? What brought you out to the ballpark?
I'm doing great, man. We just try to bond with these kids outside of practice and outside of games, bring them some baseball all the time.
What does this Colt 45's organization mean to these young kids out here? I mean, this program's been around since 2003, and it's been a homestead for Reading ever since.
Well, from Weaverville, we came here to watch one of our good friends, Thomas Canfield, and we are just here to support him and with the hope of the kids eating it up.
Awesome. And just forgot. Oh, yeah. Giacomo Crosetti just struck out. That was Jeremy Giesecke who just struck out, went away, and that brings up Giacomo Crosetti. And so, for you, man, I mean, I feel like Little League baseball, all-stars, it is like the first taste of, you know, putting a kid through something that is truly meaningful and competitive. What has that been like for you coaching that?
It's awesome for me. I love it. That's why I do it all the time. You know, my son plays, so we've been all about all-stars, all about baseball. It's been good.
Yeah? Here's the 0-2 pitch. That ball is lined into right field, going back a couple of steps, making the catch is McCoy. And there's two away, and here is Mackenzie Higuchi. And so you're going to be coming in tomorrow, and obviously you're looking for a strong start against East Reading. So what is it that you've been preaching to your boys?
Confidence. Confidence has been key for us. You know, we're going to be out there ready to hit the ball.
You know, your area has produced so many, you know, good athletes. I mean, we talk about Reading as being small. I mean, Weaverville, I mean, it's a place that, you know, has produced great wrestlers like Cody McIntosh, who was a section champion. Thomas Canfield, who you mentioned earlier, three runs batted in. He was only supposed to be a PO. What makes Thomas such an athlete?
His dad. And we have great programs in Weaverville, Trinity. It's there's so much potential. It's crazy.
Yeah. And as far as that potential, the one thing that I always love about, you know, coming to Weaverville, there's such passion. I mean, the gym, whether it's a basketball game, it's always full. I mean, people shout out, here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on, rolled into right field, past second baseman Brown, 4-base hit. But where does that passion stem from, you think?
Well, Weaverville's small. All we got is sports, you know? So that's what we do all the time.
And just competing. And, you know, do you feel that whenever you guys come in into Reading, there's just this bit of fun that, like, hey, you know what, we're this small, scrappy group of mountain kids.
Absolutely.
And we're going to come in and be us.
Yeah. No, for sure. That's what we do. Is, we don't have very many kids, but the ones that are there love it. They have big hearts, so they're ready to compete at any level.
Did you play any high school or college ball?
No college, but yeah, I played high school for sure.
At Trinity?
Yeah.
Awesome. I noticed you have on a Tatis jersey. Are you a Padres fan?
I am.
Nice. Here's the throw to second. Higuchi save. Higuchi steals seconds. And so with a runner at second, and again, thank you so much, Coach, for joining us and taking some time with us. When you take your kids to this ball game, what's the thing that you're hoping that they gain from being at a ball game like this?
They just eat it all up. They just want to do that, you know? That's why we're all here, is because we're hoping that they see something that triggers, you know, that competitive edge so tomorrow we win.
Yeah. Here again with George Seeley, the Trinity Majors All-Star 10-12 coach, and he'll be taking on East Reading tomorrow. What is going to be a jam-packed week of baseball. I'll be out at Shasta Dam Little League doing PA announcing for the juniors games. I mean, when you think about All-Star and you think about the kids that make the team, what do you think, you know, each kid has in common that allows them to stand out and get to wear that All-Star jersey where it's such a, you know, I mean, it's what you want as a kid.
I would say they have to want it. They have to love it. You know, that's it. That's what sets everybody differently.
Here's the 1-1 pitch swung on and fouled away. For you, man, what makes you so passionate about baseball? Why do you love this game so much?
Days like today. I love today.
Yeah.
You know, watching baseball. Baseball is a big part of my life, so I love every bit of it.
Yeah. One ball and two strikes. And again, thank you so much, George, for joining us. Here's the 1-2 pitch swung on and fouled away. Who's been a guy, you know, you've gotten to watch this team for, you know, 4 to 5 innings. Who's a guy right now that's really standing out to you on the field? Who's somebody that you really feel plays the game right?
They are all really good, obviously. But I'm not going to pick my favorite because I'm still waiting for my favorite to take the mound.
Yeah, it's Thomas Canfield. Got to support the local boy. I mean, it's so crazy to think just, you know, the handful of guys and, oh, there you go. Is that your son?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, man. What's your son's name?
Grady Seeley.
Grady Seeley. What's something that, you know, you're constantly, you know, teaching as the pitch is swung on, grounded to first, up with it, taking care of business is Hwang Tru for the third out. And, you know, just to finish it off, what's the thing that you're hoping that your son just continues to learn and enjoy about this game?
Being a team player, you know, that's most important. I tell him all the time that he can never be the best until he makes people around him better. So that's what it is.
Spoken like a true coach. Thank you so much, George. Appreciate you coming on the broadcast. Good luck tomorrow against East Reading Little League. We'll be right back here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning, and the sound machine playing Sweet Caroline. Baseball and Neil Diamond are as synonymous as strawberries in the spring. Top of the sixth inning we go. Neither team has scored since the second inning. It's 5-2 Reading, Colt 45s. Here's the pitch swung on and tipped foul just over the head of Higuchi for strike one. 0-1 the count. And again, four right. It has been a strong start, and even stronger when you just take away the one hit, make it two as the pitch is swung on, grounded hard into the hole in left field, four base hits. So Joe Brown with the leadoff single, just the second base hit allowed. And I bet you somewhere in the universe, Tyler Chapman just wants to smack me right now. The broadcaster's jinx strikes again. Only a single, though, this time, as Brown leads off with a single, and now here's Braden Holliday. Here's the pitch to Holliday. He swings, lines one up the middle over the glove of Dingus, and that will drop for a base hit. So Braden Holliday strikes one up the middle for his first base hit. Three hits allowed, and now with the lead in question with runners at first and second, Spencer Rife is going to get a talking to, and he is going to come out of the game. So Spencer Rife goes five innings of work, gets a standing ovation and a ring ovation from the crowd, allowing just three hits and five plus innings of work. Let's see who can pick up the ball, and keep this a 5-2 Colt 45's lead. We will see as we are here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Oh, there we go. We got some dancing going on between Homer. We got some dancing going on between Homer and Elizabeth Johnson. Doing some swing dancing. Oh, that is absolutely adorable. This town of Reading is something else, and it is, it strikes you at your heartstrings. Meanwhile, we have our new pitcher, and it is Thomas Canfield, the boy out of Weaverville, California. So, I guess, and maybe Tyler can correct me if I'm wrong, call him the Western Mountain Boy, as a full crowd of Weavervillianites. Not sure what to call them, but the town of Weaverville coming out to support the recently graduated 18-year-old from Trinity High School who made his hitting appearance and debut yesterday against TKB Bay Area, where he was 1-for-1 with 3 runs batted in. One of 4 Reading Colt 45 players to produce 3 RBIs in last night's 20-3 dominating victory. But now he gets to show what he was here to do, which is show that he can pitch and show what he can do when he attends Shasta College in 2024. So getting some work. Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Authority Property Management, offering full-time management services, which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out, connecting property owners to renters in the North Valley. Contact Authority Property Management online today at authoritytm.com. And so here is Jake McCoy facing the young Canfield. McCoy from Santa Rosa Junior College. Here's the pitch, swung on, rolled up along the first baseline, and foul. Bob Anderson with the soft hands. Owen won the count, and talking about the great coaches around baseball who have a Reading connection, Easton Waterman played for the Reading Colt 45s in 2019. 0-1 pitch is grounded up along the third base side and foul. Attended Point Loma Nazarene last season as a senior. His team made it all the way to the NCAA Division II World Series. He got into coaching, became the director of baseball operations at Dallas Baptist University. 0-2 pitch is taken away for ball one, and now he is the hitting coach of the Macon Bacon in Macon, Georgia. And that place has been a bit of some hot controversy lately, and pretty sure Carl, our boss, Carl Bott, the owner and founder of 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, will be talking about this on one of his upcoming shows, the fact that there was a group of doctors who bought a billboard and asking that the Macon Bacon change its name to the Macon Fakin Bacon because apparently bacon promotes an unhealthy lifestyle. Man. It is true. I wish it weren't, but
bacon's its own food group.
Yes, it is. And it's got many different flavors as well. Two balls and two strikes. Gonna talk to Easton about it in the next couple of days. Not necessarily about the controversy, but the fact that it was his first controversy as a professional coach with two bitches inside for ball three. Gutierrez drawing the ire of both the Colt 45s and Weaverville faithful. 3-2. Here's Canfield. The 3-2 pitch. Fastball up and away for ball four. The tying run is walked, and now the go-ahead run comes to the plate in the form of Nico Tejada. And so, for Canfield, trying to get the job done, now in a little bit of a jam here with the bases loaded. Pitch is swung on, grounded into the hole in left field for a base hit. In comes Brown, holding it third is Holiday. That run being charged to Spencer Reif, and it's 5-3. Still in favor of the running Colt 45s, and now with Canfield feeling the heat, the elder statesman of the group from Feather River College, Mackenzie Higuchi, going out to talk to Canfield. And so for Higuchi, having the discussion, and for Easton Waterman, whose father, John Waterman, was an assistant coach at Shasta College, coached at Air Reds, has coached at a myriad of places. Pitch is delivered on the outside corner, just missed. And I got a chance to talk to John today and how the fact that he actually got to coach a couple of games with Easton because Dallas Baptist made it to the NCAA Regionals. 1-0 pitch is just off the plate for ball two. And so for Canfield, seemingly trying to find the zone, just not finding it enough to the strike zone of Gutierrez's liking. 2-0 pitch, that's up and away for ball three. And now for Canfield, with the hometown crowd from Weaverville with him, the little leaguers from the majors team coming out to watch him. 3-0 pitch, a room service strike on the inside corner, being told to take is Campbell, and the count is 3-1. Canfield, the left-hander, he'll set. Whips and fires. The 3-1 pitch is down and away for ball four. And so another run that will be charged to Reif. A bases loaded walk. And now for Canfield. That line getting a little bit shorter and shorter. Trying to calm down, throw strikes. Two runs coming across. An RBI single by Nico Tejada, and then a bases loaded walk to Jacob Campbell. And so McCoy at third. Second is Tejada. Here's the pitch on the inside corner for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Oh. The 0-1 pitch swung on and fouled away. And now the young man, the 18-year-old, starting to find it a bit. Let's see what Canfield can do with a little bit of pressure.
I'm eating it.
The 0-2 pitch, fastball up and away for ball one. One and two the count. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Slider away. And so for Canfield, going what every young pitcher goes through, the ups and downs, the peaks and the valleys. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Aswell way upstairs for ball three. And we have action going on in the Colt 45's dugout. The bullpen trying to get a read on it. I'm getting too old to be looking that far. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Fastball in there for a strike for strike three. And down goes Bennett. Man, like a pirate walking the plate. He was at his darn near last step, but he gets the strikeout on Bennett. And there's one away to set up Jaden Hwang True. And so we'll have a pinch hitter is checking in is Joey Totti. So Totti, who is pinch hitting for Hwang True. Totti attends College of Marin. And so for Canfield, a double play from ending the inning. Fastball taken in the dirt for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Breathing at the cheeks. Taking deep breaths. The 1-0 pitch swung on. Downed through the diving for Goso. And past Dingus for a base hit. One run comes in by McCoy. McCoy comes in to score, and the game is tied up at five. So Totti, as the substitution, comes right in and gets the job done. Bases are still loaded to bring up Lucas Townsend. And so for the youngster, getting roughed up a bit. Here's Canfield. He'll wind in fire. The pitch is a fastball swung on and missed. And this is the kind of pressure in game that you have to go through as a young pitcher. Come in with bases loaded or runners in scoring position. 0-1 pitch hit high. Fastball for a strike. And the count is 0-2. Canfield now finding the zone. Let's see what he can do against Townsend. Canfield sets the pitch. The 0-2 swung on. Bounce to third. The throw to catcher for one. And there won't be a play at first. But Canfield does what he needs to do. Gets the lead runner a 5-2 put out from Patrick Fragoso to Higuchi. And there's two away. You know, you can't make diamonds without pressure. And let me tell you, even as tight as things have gotten, you have not seen any negative energy coming out of the body of Thomas Canfield.
Number 2.
1-4. And now, here is Lucas Schaefer. Lucas Schaefer coming in. So Schaefer has another substitution. Again, this Novato Knicks team bringing over 30 players to Reading for this three-game series. Fastball is taken away for ball one. One ball and no strike. So expect for the Novato Knicks to have some substitutions. Here's the 1-0. Swung on, lifted down the right field line in foul. And out of play. So far, no foul ball danger tonight. I think the fans have gotten smart. You got either park in back of the Reading Library or, as I like to say, just go park at Safeway. Get yourself some of that grocery store fried chicken, some potato wedges. Although, you know what? Don't park at the Safeway. Forget about that. 2-1. Here's the 2-1 kid. Swung on. Lifted foul and out of play. Is there going to be an athlete? Oh, wow. That landed right next to my car. Two balls, two strikes, two out. It's ugly and busted anyway, so nobody's going to tell the difference. Two balls, two strikes. Three runs scored by the Novato Knicks, who have tied it up at 5 in the top of the 6th. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, lifted down the right field line, and slicing foul, and out of play. We will do it again. Two balls, two strikes, two out, and for Canfield, trying to keep it a tied game. Against Lucas Schaefer. The 2-2 pitch, fastball away for ball 3. And now for Schaefer.
Come on, I'm coming right here.
The left-handed 18-year-old. He's going to set the 3-2 pitch inside and at the knees for ball 4. Coming in to score is Jacob Campbell, and it's now 6-5. And that is going to do it for Thomas Canfield. The young man does his best, but unfortunately for him, allows 2 runs, 2 inherited 2 base runners. From Spencer Reif, and so for Canfield, he is going to leave the game, and we'll have ourselves a new pitcher coming up as the Colt 45s trail the Novato Knicks 6-5 with 2 outs in the top of the 6th inning here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Oh my goodness, yep. Anyway, top of the 6th inning. And so here's Kyle Dixon coming in to pitch. Dixon's been a reliable reliever so far. In for Dixon, coming by way of the small town of Carlinville, Illinois. Says there's not a lot to do out there in Carlinville. It's a cute little town in the southern part of the land of Lincoln. It was once upon a time home, though, to the largest courthouse in America, not located in New York City. True story. And so for Carlinville, still has that history, that courthouse still in existence. And so for Dixon, who is getting a kick out of the days off that he gets to spend at Lake Shasta fishing for bass. And so let's see what Dixon can do here as the Colt 45s find themselves in a bit of a pinch, trailing the Novato Knicks, 6-5, 4 runs coming across, already in the inning. Here is Dixon. He'll wind and fire. The first pitch is taken down and away for ball one to Joey Brown. The pitch to Brown is swung on, lifted down the right field line, and foul out of play.
Ball brought to you by CRP.
So one ball and one strike. Glad you could join us, whether you're listening in on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or on our digital radio station, Free Fire Radio. We're glad to have you all with us. Here's the 1-1 delivered on the outside corner for a strike. That change up by Nixon, one ball and two strikes now. Here's the 1-2, swung on and fouled away. And so for Dixon, trying to come in, get the one out that the Colt 45s need to keep it just one, keep it at 1-1. One and two. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, and that ball was hit a mile the opposite direction and into Narnia. Man.
Watch out, Aslan.
That's what I was about to say. Watch out, Aslan. One ball, two strikes, two out. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Slider away to Brown. Check swing. No swing. And so the Colt 45s trying to knock off the defending Norm Thompson Pacific Baseball League collegiate chance. The 2-2 pitch in the dirt for ball three. And now for the Colt 45s, running to their own troubles with command. Three walks issued this inning between Canfield, Reif, and now Dixon facing his first man. The 3-2 pitch is strike three calls. And down goes Brown. Brown is rung up a straight fastball, pinpointed perfectly to the outside corner. And the Colt 45s are out of the inning, but not before allowing four runs to come across on RBI singles by Nico Tejada and Joey Tati. And at the end of 5.5, the Reading Colt 45s trail the Novato Knicks 6-5.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
All right, bottom of the sixth inning, Jake Dent still working, and for the Colt 45s, we're able to score five runs against Dent in the second inning, but nothing since. And so for Dent, who has settled down, and so looking to break dense momentum. There's Patrick Fregoso. Here's the pitch to Fregoso, taken a little outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. One oh pitch scooped inside for ball two, and so for Fregoso, facing a player that is very familiar to him in Dent, who pitches at Sonoma State University. 2-0 pitch, fastball at the hips for a strike, and so for Dent, living the good life, one might say, as a college student, lives in the back of a golf course. And the reason why I know this is, well, my brother was his roommate. 2-1 pitch swung on and skied into left center, but getting a good jump on it, running back and making the grab for out number one. It's Herder, and there's one away.
25.
And so for Fregoso, he is now 1-for-4 on the night. And now here's Kyle Norton. Here's the pitch. Norton takes a curveball on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1. Norton 2-for-2. One of the three runs batted in that five-run second inning. The 0-1 taken away. One ball and one strike. And again, you know, sort of the theme of tonight has been coaching, as we got a chance to speak with Jay Johnson, the LSU head coach, who is in Omaha coaching the Tigers in the College Baseball World Series. We've also got Aaron Westlake, who was a National Player of the Year at Vanderbilt, led Vandy to the College Baseball World Series, and now he's coaching in the Houston Astros organization. And Aaron Westlake, and if you're familiar with that last name, Westlake, his dad is Steve Westlake, a longtime sports doctor. 2-2 pitch, a changeup on the outside corner for strike three, and down goes Dixon. Doesn't like it as he has to take the lonely walk, and now Bob Anderson having some words.
First baseman, number 26.
Still having some words, and a very heated Bob Anderson speaking to Gutierrez, and Al Gutierrez pointing at him, nodding his head. And now, here's the pitch to Brett Dingus, takes on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Anderson still jawing at Gutierrez. If it's a read, taken for a strike. Wow! If that was a strike, then Gutierrez should have called it. Reed definitely didn't break the wrists. If you want to know what the umpiring is like, well, just listen to the fans. Here's Dent. The 0-2 pitch delivered away for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Bob Anderson pacing back and forth, and he is a very calm individual and Gutierrez just making a whole ton of friends, making a show of it, cleaning off home plate, a very cheeky grin to the crowd. One ball and two strikes. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Reed. And so for the Colt 45s, who have struggled since the second inning to find any rhythm against Dents. No runs and no hits. We're through six innings. The Reading Colt 45s trail the Novato Knicks 6-5 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com. Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Top of the seventh inning we go, and now it's time for Around the League with Tyler Chapman. Take it away, Tyler.
All right, let's go around the horn today. Major League Baseball, we had the Rays 11-3 over the Royals. We had the Pirates 3-1 over the Marlins. We had the Twins 4-1 over the Tigers. The Reds 11-10 over the Braves. Mariners 13-1 over the Orioles. Phillies 5-1 over the Mets. We had the Rangers 4-2 over the Yankees, the Athletics winning 5-4 over the Blue Jays, the Brewers over the Guardians 7-1, Red Sox over the White Sox 3-1, Rockies over the Angels 7-4, Padres over the Nationals 13-3. We had the Dodgers winning against the Astros 3-2, and currently in the bottom, top of the eighth inning, we have the Giants on top of the Diamondbacks 8-4 for National League West supremacy. Back to you, Ethan.
Man, Tyler, how about that National League West? You know, I thought that, you know, beginning of the year, Diamondbacks were going to be much improved. But how about them Giants, man, just playing such good ball right now in the NL West, by the looks of things, is really turning into the top division in the National League. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Dixon, delivered to Braden Holliday, who fouls the pitch away. So one ball and two strikes the counts. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Aswell upstairs for ball two. Once shot oysters with his parents in 2022 when his when Sonoma State made it to the playoffs. 2-2 pitch up and away for ball three. Good family. Nice guy. Three balls and two strikes. Here's Dixon. Whips and delivers to Holliday. The 3-2 pitch swung on and misses strike three. Drops third. The throw to first is in time. And taking some collateral damage is Vicente Gutierrez. And there's one away. So the home plate umpire shook up, and that is completely unintentional. That was a high fastball swung on by Holliday. And now for Gutierrez, he is taking a standing 10 as that ball hit him right in the chest. Higuchi missed the ball as Holliday swung and missed. And for Gutierrez, getting the worst of that one. So hopefully he is okay. Anyway, one away as the Colt 45s trail 6-5. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. First strike one is coming to the plate. Is Jake McCoy. 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back. And so for the Colt 45s, trying to figure out the puzzle of Dent, who's done a good job of mixing his changeup and slider, just keeping the Colt 45s off balance. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Check swing for strike three, and McCoy is rung up 2-0. And with two outs, we'll head down to the bleachers in the bottom of the seventh inning, and we'll talk to some of the little leaguers down up along the third base line. Kitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Dixon. Fastball just off the plates for ball one, says Gutierrez, against Nico Tejada, who had the go-ahead RBI single. 1-1 pitch, grounded to short, up within his Zinnias. Throws the first in time for the out, and that ends the inning. So the Colt 45s silence the Knicks in the top of the seventh. Let's see what the Colt, let's see what the home team can do now in the bottom of the seventh. We're gonna go to the Sandlot sound machine for
God Bless America.
I guess we're singing God Bless America. That I love, stand beside her and guide her. Just keep singing, Tyler. Through the night with the light from above, from the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans, why we're
God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
And you know the best part of that was the fact that we had a woman signing God Bless America to a child. That is what it is all about. That was beautiful. It wasn't what you heard, it was what you saw. God Bless America was saying in sign language to a child up along the third baseline. Absolutely beautiful. We'll take a break here, and we'll go hang out with some little leaguers here in the bottom of the seventh inning here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM KCNR.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Oh my goodness, and we just had ourselves an ejection as we are back to the bottom of the seventh inning. Eric Anderson is irate. He has been thrown out of the game. He is bumping chase with Gutierrez, and he is absolutely livid. So Gutierrez just threw out Bob Anderson, and he is having to be held back by the umpires. So Marty Bassetti is having to take over this one. Wow, what a way to start the bottom of the seventh. Bob Anderson getting ejected, getting right in the chest of Vicente Gutierrez. And so Bob is going to head back and will probably finish the game listening to us. He was still upset over the fact that Brett Dingus, or that it was Norton that was rung up on a called strike three, and Bob Anderson still isn't done. Rick Bassetti now getting involved. This is a bit of a moment here, and we were going to start the day by chatting with some little leaguers, and we'll try to go and comfort them and make sure that they're okay, I guess. I don't know. Might need to bring some lollipops or some cotton candy, although if you're 10, 11, 12 years old and you're getting a close action on this, oh, and the little leaguers are rebelling against the umpires. Man, they are giving them the boobirds. Man. Ah, what a hit is a... Let's just say that going to a Colt 45s game is its experience within itself. And so, again, we'll go to the bottom of the seventh inning.
Hey there, Ethan. You're saying that Anderson was upset over the call in the sixth inning still?
Yep, he was still upset over the call in the sixth inning, and that's why he got rung. Anyway, we're going to go to the bottom of the seventh inning and, you know, maybe go hang out with some little leaguers as our new tradition is starting.
Shortstop, number 27, Brett.
I'm still not over the fact that that young man got a... Anyway, here's the pitch taken on the outside corner for a strike. Brett Dingus to lead things off, and the count is 0-1. Oh, man, I came over to sit by the little leaguers, and they ran away. Here's the 1-1 pitch taken up and in for ball two. So two balls and one strike to count, and, you know, something tells you, too, that might be a way for Bob Anderson to try to fire up his team. Here is Dent working to the seventh inning. Weinstein delivers the 2-1 pitch on the inside corner for a strike. Two balls, two strikes. And Marty Bassetti Jr., being the elder statesman now, takes charge. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, and it's Chopper to third. Up with it. The race is on. The throw to first. In time, and there's one away. Dingus is retired. And so the Colts 45s just need one run to tie things up. And Noah Young will come to bat, and then on deck is Jeremy Giesig. Here's Dent. He'll wind and fire the pitch. Fastball taken away for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. One oh pitch is taken away for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. Dent working. He'll wind and fire. 2-1. Oh, pitch is lifted down the third baseline and foul. That's out of play.
Here's your ball.
You know what? Let's just take this time to interview Homer. So, Homer, what did you think of the call so far? He says that the strike zone has been very, very inconsistent. Homer, what do you think of today's game, though, with seeing these little leaguers out here? Here's the pitch, swung on and fouled away. I got your back, Homer. Two balls and two strikes. Best mascot in the game. You got to go, Homer? Good seeing you, Homer. Thanks for joining us. Here's the two pitch as Dent looks in, and nope, he'll step off. Here's the 2-2 pitch, fastball, check swing, barrel goes through for Young, who strikes out, and there's two away. And now, here's Jeremy Giesig. Here's the pitch to Giesig. Swung on in. Foul tipped at the plate. Swinging at the changeup of Dent. So 0-1, the count to Jake Dent. The Colt 45 is getting 5 runs in the second inning, but nothing to show for it since. Giesig trying to turn the game on its head. Here's the 0-1 pitch taken inside for ball one with Giacomo Crisetti on deck. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball swung on, lifted down the first baseline, and that's going to slice foul and out of play. One and two. Dent. He sets. He will wind and fire. The 1-2 pitch swung on and missed for strike three. Jake Dent has been in control since the second inning. No runs, no hits. That is now 7 in a row retired by Jake Dent. And at the end of 7, the Reading Colt 45s trail the Novato Knicks 6-5 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Leading off the top of the 8th inning for Novato.
Here's the pitch taken inside and high for ball one to Jacob Campbell. What a pitch taken away for ball two. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Fastball taken on the inside corner there for strike one. So for the Colt 45s, trailing 6-5, their skipper Bob Anderson was thrown out of the game just before the bottom of the 7th inning. 2-1 pitch on the inside corner for strike two. So 2 balls and 2 strikes the count. Dixon delivers. Should have been a called strike three, but it's not. Man, it's been a rough night for Gutierrez, and he sure as heck can't throw me out. Here's the 3-2 pitch. That's a called strike three, so I guess that'll work. And there's one away. Man. Mm-mm-mm. Man, it is the Shasta District Fair this week. People are selling their cows, goats, sheep, and bulls. But let me tell you, there's been an utter lack of consistency at home plate tonight.
Number 34, Joey Thomas.
Here's the pitch. Fastball on the inside corner there for a strike. 0-1. Here's the pitch. Curveball in the outside corner there. First strike two. No balls and two strikes the count. Davis looking in. He'll wind and fire the 0-2 pitch. Hard fastball blows it. By Joey Loveless for strike three, and down he goes. So Joey Loveless gets no love from the kid out of Carlinville, Illinois. And with two outs, now here's Reese Fairweather. Here's the 0-1 pitch taken inside for ball one. One ball and one strike. And I have to say, and I'm going to get the name of the lady that did this. There was a deaf child. And, oh, the 0-2 pitch, and that fouled off of Gutierrez, and it hit him where the sun don't rise. Oy. Gutierrez, it's been a rough night for him. I almost feel bad. Here's the 1-2 pitch taken away for ball two. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Here's the 2-2 delivered away for ball three. We're going to get to know Vicente Gutierrez, I bet. Remember the name. 3-2 pitch, fastball upstairs for ball four. And so the walk with for Joey Totti with two outs. And now we're going to get time as the umpires rotate. Top of the eighth inning. It's been a fan-filled day talking about coaches and talking about the first place. Here's the pitch, fastball on the inside corner there for a strike. Talking about the first place, Arizona Diamondbacks, who are once again having a Redding connection. Assistant hitting coach Drew Hedman coaches for the D-backs. Now 0-2. I actually went to a game last year where the Arizona Diamondbacks were leading 2-1 until the final inning at Oracle Park, and Joey Crawford came up and hit a 2-run home run and won the game 3-2. I was going to go down and interview Hedman after the game, but after a loss like that, he's kind of. And we have a final. The Giants won, beat the Diamondbacks 8-5. Again, man, how about them red hot Giants right now? Winners of 11 of their last 12. Fun fact, Gabe Kapler from Los Angeles went to Taft High School, the same high school that my stepdad went to. Swear on my mom. Here's the 1-2 pitch taken away for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Look it up. Taft High School, Woodland Hills, but now coaching for the Giants. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled away. Oh. My car nearly got smacked again.
Ethan, that means our Giants and Dodgers have identical records, 42 and 43.
That's fantastic. I don't like the Padres. I do, but I don't. Here's the 2-2 pitch, swung on, lifted into center. Under it on the run is Crosetti, who will make the catch. And that ends the inning. So for the Colt 45s, who have held the Novato Nick scoreless since that four-run Sixth inning, but can they come back? As we head to the bottom of the eighth inning, the Reading Colt 45s trailing the Novato Knicks 6-5 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
So some of you might be interested in that.
Hey! Which one of you guys are going to want to be interviewed on the radio? Hey, let's go, come here. Yeah, come here, sit down. Sit down right here. Ready? Right here. Yep. There we go. All right. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Glad you could join us here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. KCNR, who am I joined with today as we're in the Little League eighth inning? What's your name, bud?
Noah Lauf.
Noah Lauf. Do you make a lot of people laugh a lot?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, okay.
My name is Nolan Lauf.
Lauf, oh, man. Two laughs for the price of one. Oh, yeah? Oh, now I can tell. What's your name?
Zeke.
Zeke. All right, so what do you guys think of the ball game tonight?
Pretty good.
Pretty good? What do you think's gonna happen in order for the Colt 45s to come back and win this game?
Hit Rockets.
Hit Rockets? I believe that, too. Meanwhile, we have ourselves a new pitcher coming in for the Novato Knicks. Leading off will be Giacomo Crisetti, followed by Mackenzie Higuchi, and then Dusty Velez. So, let's talk lollipops. What is the best kind of lollipop?
Orange.
Orange? Citrus?
Watermelon. Yeah.
Okay. Why watermelon?
Because it's good.
Because it's good? It's got that sweet fruity taste? Yeah, what's up?
Let's go, Colt 45.
Oh yeah, there you go. All right, with that, we'll keep hanging out with these cool kids here in the bottom of the eighth inning. We've got a couple of you guys are from Trinity.
No.
Oh, where are you guys from?
California.
Oh yeah, you're from California. I'm from California too.
Redding.
Yeah. Redding. What part of California are you from?
Redding. I don't know.
You don't know what part of California you're from?
Redding.
Oh, that's okay. I don't know where I'm from either. That's all right. One more thing. Two more things.
Okay.
Yeah, what's up?
Let's go, Mason.
All right. Let's go, Mason. All right. Want to know the count. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Crisetti. Takes inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. The count.
So, hey, kids, how do you think you do against this pitching tonight? You think you'll be able to hit one off of these guys?
Tyler, talk to him.
Hey, kids, do you think you could be able to hit one of these balls off these pitchers tonight, or do you think you'd strike out?
I could probably hit, a couple.
You probably hit a bomb? Here, you get the next few questions. I forgot to introduce you, Tyler.
That's okay. So go down the line. What's your favorite candy there? We talked about lollipops, just candy in general.
Candy? Probably
Jolly Rancher. Jolly Rancher's a solid choice.
I like Good and Plenty's.
Good and Plenty's, no one talks about Good and Plenty's. That's an underrated. Underrated.
Snickers?
That's good. 2-2. Two Crisetti swings and hits a comebacker. Back to the pitcher. The throw to first is in time. And there's one away. Okay. So now that we've gotten over our candies, let's talk cereals, okay? Where are we at? So we got $8 in our pocket due to inflation. I remember it used to be $4 when we were growing up. What are we getting as far as cereal?
Fruity Pebbles.
Okay. What about you, man?
Tricks.
Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
What about you, bud?
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat. Oh, Kit Kat. Kit Kat cereal. There you go. That's great to put on. Yeah, you had that? You had that? Okay. Okay, so which one? Okay, so which one of you is the... Actually, Tyler, go ahead.
I was just going to say Reese's Peanut Butter Cup cereal is an underrated cereal. I think that you guys should check that one out.
I have it at my house.
Yeah?
Hey, so what do you guys want to be when you grow up?
Mason.
Want to be Mason, and there's a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mackenzie Higuchi with a one-out single, and the tying run is at first. As coming to the plate is Dusty Vela.
So let's talk ball players, kids. What are your favorite Major League Baseball players? Anybody's got a favorite Major League Baseball player?
Nolan Arenado.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Nolan Ryan and I have two more. Sam Yoshio and Ozzie Smith.
Dang, throwing it back to your era.
A Cardinals fan, huh?
Nolan Ryan and Babe Ruth missed both pitchers when I'm a pitcher.
Yeah?
Babe Ruth,
man. With the classics here on 96.5 FM, 1460. Did you know that Babe Ruth actually played in the North State? Yeah. You remember?
He wanna be the best baseball player to ever live because he cheated his last home run.
What do you mean he cheated his last home run?
He used a baseball.
He used what?
A goose ball.
What is that?
A goose ball.
A juice ball. Oh, a juice ball. Sorry, it's these North State accents. I'm from Los Angeles. Yeah, I get it, too. All right, meanwhile, throw over to first back on the bag is Higuchi.
He's the best player.
Yeah? Yeah, you a big Mason Cassingham fan?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm going to get up to sign my hat and try to get an autograph.
Yeah, I believe it, man. He's a heck of a switch hitter, right?
Yes.
So who's the best switch hitter? Do you know what switch hitting means?
Yes.
Okay, what does that mean?
Bosses.
Tyler, your turn.
So who plays what? Go down the line. What position do you guys play?
What position do you want to play?
Pitcher and third base. Left field and catcher. Pitcher and catcher.
Oh, man, there you go.
Wait.
One more?
And shortstop.
Okay. So who do you guys play for?
Aces.
Here's a slow roller to short. Having a barehanded. And it's over. The shortstop's hitting in the left field. Tommy is fighting in the third inning, and the Cleveland Browns have runners at the corners. They're tying in 90 feet away.
Let's go.
Single, and then the shortstop in the process of trying to barehand the ball accidentally let it go into left field. Oh, boys, it's getting intense. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Yeah?
So, ready for the 1045s to win? Yeah, I first played on the Yankees. Well, either the Padres or Yankees.
Okay.
And then I played on the Dodgers. Then played on the River Dogs. Then I played on the Travel Ball Nationals. And then I played on the Giants.
Sounds about right.
Hold on.
Nice. All right. So here we go with Patrick Fragoso. Fragoso checking in. What does Patrick have to do here in order to get the base hit?
Get home runs?
Okay. All right. Here's the pitch. The fastball is taken up and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes.
Hey, kid, let's talk video games.
Yeah, all right. Tyler wants to talk video games. What's your favorite video game?
Gang Beasts. And I totally reliable.
Yeah?
Come back to me. Fortnite.
You got Fortnite and what?
I like Gang Beasts. I like Totally Reliable. I like Fortnite. I like Minecraft. I basically like every game.
All right.
The one thing I don't like is Minecraft.
Minecraft, okay. 2-0. The count is for Goso. Is to the plate. The 2-0 pitch swung on, fouled at the plate. Two balls and one strike. Okay, so now, here's a question for all three of you. What do you like to order at In-N-Out?
Yeah.
I like to order a smoothie milkshake with a cheeseburger, no lettuce, no onions, and fries with ketchup.
That's a very specific order. All right, what about you?
Nothing. Last time I was
COVID. Oh, okay. Well, we won't talk about In-N-Out. What about you, buddy?
I like to order the double double with fries and a chocolate milkshake.
All right. So we got three gentlemen of three different tastes. I like it. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. For strike two, two balls and two strikes. Two for Goso. Swung at a high pitch. Now trying to get comfortable. Cassingham has some speed as he's got three young fans looking for him to come home and score. Here's the 2-2 pitch, swung on and fouled back for Goso, continuing to work, still alive in the at-bat. And again, what did you think of that ejection from Coach? Did you see that?
Yes.
Yeah, what did you think of it?
There was somebody sitting next to me who said, what's blue stand for? I'm blue of the game.
Oh, my goodness. These kids are hilarious. 2-2 pitch. Wow, that ball was smoked and nearly hit Kyle Norton in the on-deck circle. Two balls, two strikes.
I think it was the stupid. He didn't do anything.
All right.
A rejection,
right on. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted down the third baseline and foul. As we are in the bottom of the eighth, Little League style, hanging out with three local future studs. Yeah, what's up? Here, Tyler wants to ask you a question.
My coach actually got ejected.
Oh, okay.
I was just going to ask, what do you think? Do you think your coach would get that upset over you guys getting treated that way by the umpire?
Sometimes mine. I would hate that because my dad's my coach, like, every single year.
Yeah?
Yeah, my dad is too. I would just
get
the boy with him.
Yeah?
Yeah. I would too, because I would punch him in the face.
Oh, you don't want to do that. All right, two balls and two strikes. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Runner's going. Pitch is swung on. Bounce handed at four, but there will be a play. Oh, the shit, but Pitches for Goso with an infield. Ready and Oppo Taco to tie it up at six. All right. Let's talk about Taco since. Yeah. Well, my apologies. What do you want to be when you grow up, my friend? You don't want to be first? What do you want to be? Second, third, fourth, fifth? 20th?
I want to be a cop.
You want to be a cop? Why do you want to be a cop?
I like them.
Yeah?
And they're really cool.
Yeah, they're really cool people.
Blue and red.
Yeah? That's a good aspiration. What about you, young man?
I want to be a teacher and a singer, and my two backup jobs are monster truck driving and an MLB player.
A teacher, a singer, and then your backup job is monster trucks and a truck driver, you said?
I want to drive monster trucks and actually race cars. And be an MLB player.
Oh, man. So a guy. A good...
MLB.
Yeah? What about you, young man?
When I'm in college, I'm going to be a football player, and when I get one, I want to be an MLB player and play for the Cardinals. Yes. Giants are bad.
The
Giants suck
with. Oh, I don't know about that. I'm a Dodgers fan, and Giants have won. Then the Dodgers or the Giants have won 11 of 12. Meanwhile, we have ourselves a new change in the guard of pitching as the Colt 45s have tied the game up at 6 on singles by Mackenzie Higuchi, Dusty Vela, and then Patrick Fregoso, who was able to just hit one hard enough along the third baseline that brought home Higuchi's courtesy runner, Cassingham. So that is where we stand with one out, runners at first and second, part of the Little League bottom of the eighth, getting to know some of our young, talented athletes. Tyler, what else do you have for them?
You guys check out any movies, or is that for old people? You guys like movies?
Have you checked out any movies?
I'm going to have some more backup. I'm going to be a professional dentist. Okay. So, oh yeah, I'm going to be a karate teacher because it's really good. So it's even better.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, can how many pieces of wood can you break on one punch?
Two or three.
All right. Here we go. Now here is Kyle Norton. Here's the pitch to Norton, and it's a bunt. Better hurry to throw to first.
Norton! Put the pin single, and the bases are loaded!
And so, with the bases loaded, now here is Hunter Reed. So for Hunter Reed, with the bases loaded, he is a 6'4" man from Plano, Texas. You know where Texas is?
Yeah.
Yeah, where's Texas?
I don't know.
You don't know where Texas is? That's okay. Pitch to Reed is taken on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 the counts. Yeah?
My dad's brother.
Yeah? What, if he's your dad's brother, what does that make him?
Uncle.
Yep, there you go.
And meanwhile,
with the 0-1 counts, here comes Hunter Reed, who, besides being very, very tall, he graduated. He actually played. Did you realize that he played against the same high school that Clayton Kershaw went to? Yeah. He had a graduating class, mind you, a graduating class of 1,800 kids. Yeah. He comes from a big school, so imagine trying to compete for a varsity spot, but instead of like maybe 25 kids, maybe there's like 250 kids trying to compete for a varsity spot.
That's really crazy.
Tyler, what do you have?
Let's see. Let's talk about staying up late. What's the latest you guys have ever stayed up in your life? You guys are up 10 o'clock.
The latest is 2:30 a.m.
2:30 a.m. Oh, my goodness.
It was my cousin's fault.
Your cousin's fault? Just blame your cousins. Completely throwing him under the bus.
Let me tell you. I was getting a light, and he wouldn't let me go to bed.
Yeah?
And
hold on. After this pitch, continue. 0-2 the count. Oh, and two. Base is loaded. To Reed. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Take it low for ball one. One ball and two strikes.
Finish it off.
So, I'm going to say he wouldn't let me go to bed. And then he got scared because we watched scary video. And then we had to go upstairs and sleep upstairs. And then we didn't.
1-2 pitch is swung on.
We thought it was like only like 10 o'clock at night. But then we saw the clock and it was 2:30.
Oh, wow. That's wild. One ball and two strikes. The count. We'll get to you next. Reed with the bases loaded. Joined by three local big leaguers from the NorCal Nationals, right? Yep. 1-2. Pitcher sets now steps off, and that is a fake and a whiff and something that you can't do in the MLB today. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Slider swung on and missed. For strike three, and down goes Reed. Reed a little bit out in front goes down. And with two outs, it is up to Brett Dingus. All right, so who else? What's the latest that you've ever seen up? Mm-hmm. 2:30, why?
The reason is because we're going to die. State of the night.
Oh, okay.
All of them.
Okay. Here's the pitch to Dingus. Swung on and missed. For strike one, no balls and one strike. The count tonight's sponsor has been brought to you by Authority Property Management. Cowbells ringing. Bottom of the eighth inning. We're tied up at six here at Tiger Field. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed for strike two. Fastball, just by the barrel of Dingus. No balls and two strikes for count. Bob Anderson in the clubhouse after being thrown out in the seventh inning, but the Colt 45s have rallied to tie up the game. Tension in the air. He sets the 0-2 pitches in the dirt for ball one. So one ball and two strikes the count. One and two. Vela at third, trying to give the pitcher everything that he can think about. What's going on, guys? What other questions do you have?
Well, I didn't get to...
go ahead.
I haven't got any sleep before.
Okay.
Like, I stayed up the whole night.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, ground ball to second. Four races on the throw to first is in time, and that ends the inning. But not before the Reading Colt 45s score a run to tie up the ball game on an infield single by Patrick Fragoso to the left side. That brings home Mackenzie Higuchi. We're through eight innings here and a dramatic day against the Novato Knicks. The Colt 45s are tied up 6-6 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Casey and I, it was a pleasure meeting with you boys.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
All right, you ready? All right. Top of the ninth inning we go as the Reading Colt 45s manage to scratch home a run. But now to the top of the ninth inning, and let's see if the Colt 45s can hold their water. As Dixon continues to pitch. So this is
number 14, Lucas.
This has been 2 2/3 innings of work so far. So here is the pitch to Schaefer. Fastball taken upstairs and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes the count. Here's a 1-0 pitch upstairs for ball two. And so for Dixon, as we have some action going on in the Colt 45's bullpen, we'll try to see if we can get a good look. 2-0 pitch taken down and away for ball three. I can't tell what the number is. 3-0. Dixon whips and fires the 3-0 pitch. Fastball is taken high for ball four. And so the go-ahead run for the Novato Knicks comes aboard with Schaefer. And now Rick Bassetti just pointed at Vicente Gutierrez and said today is his last game umpiring at home plate. Wow. Things got heated real quickly. But because he's the general manager of the team, I don't even know if he can be legally thrown out. So 0-1 the count. Rick Bassetti doing a similar thing that he did last year, asking the crowd, did you come here to watch the home plate umpire? Yeah. Oh, boy. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and a grounder to short. Up with it is Dingus. Dingus though bobbles it, and there won't be a play. Everybody's safe. E6 on Dingus. And now there's runners at first and second. Oh, boy. And now here's Braden Holiday. And now stepping off. Here's the pitch on the inside corner there for strike. 0-1. A very gorgeous Friday night on the day of Shasta District Fair Week. Tomorrow, the elementary, middle school, and high school kids from around the North Salem will be selling their animals. Got to take a couple of pictures of them. I think my favorite name so far has been Humphrey the Steer. A very gentle giant at 600 pounds. 0-2 pitch, swung on, line hard into right center. Four base hit by Holiday. One run comes in. The throw from center is going to be cut off, and it's 7-6, Novato Knicks. And now we're going to have a discussion with Dixon. So the Colt 45 is able to tie up the game, but then there were three base hits.
Right fielder, number 29, Jake McCoy.
And now here is Jake McCoy. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Little comebacker, just what the doctor ordered. Throw to third to one. The throw number double play. As Jake McCoy stumbles on his way to first, tumbles over his own feet, and he made for another throw for Fragoso to make. Two outs. That was
beautiful.
Man, talk about the baseball gods giving a nice little gift there for the Colt 45s. With runners at first and second, does not get any better for Dixon, who made a good throw to third, and then Fragoso, keeping his composure, throwing to first. Now the pitch to Nico Tejada is taken on the outside corner for strike one, 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch, taken down and away for ball one. So one ball and one strike, and it'll be Noah Young due, followed by Jeremy Giesig, and then Giacomo Crosetti. Here's the 1-1 pitch, fastball, swung on and missed for strike two. One ball and two strikes the count. Dixon, he'll set the 1-2 pitch. Taken just a little high for ball two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, 7-6 in favor of the Novato Knicks. Dixon delivers the 2-2 pitch, swung on and fouled away. The 2-2 pitch, swung on and straight foul again. And so for Dixon from Carlinville, considers to be himself a bowler as well. Highest score, he says, is 260. Dixon, heel set. Wind and fire. The 2-2 pitch is bouncing the dirt for ball three. Nice play, though, from Higuchi to keep that ball in front. That could have easily been a wild pitch and a runner at third. Dixon. Heel set. The 3-2 is taken down and inside for ball four. So as much finger pointing as can be done, the Colt 45s have struggled a little bit here tonight late with making the big pitch when it counts. And so for Jacob Campbell, with runners at first and second, now trying to add some insurance. Campbell from Oklahoma Baptist University. Here's the pitch. Fastball in the dirt for ball one, and it skips off of Higuchi's glove to the backstop into third. Goes Schaefer in to second. Goes McCoy. Here's the 1-0. Delivered away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes, and again we will two and oh as Dixon and Higuchi get done with their board meeting. Here's the 2-0 pitch, swung on and foul of the way. We haven't seen much car damage tonight, and he still won. So, fortune favoring the cars. 2-1. Dixon gets his sign. He delivers the 2-1 pitch. Check swing, did he go? Yes, he did for strike two. Campbell with two strikes. Dixon trying to put him away. 7-6 here in the top of the ninth inning. The Reading Colt 45s trailing. The pitch. Just a little high for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Man. Should have been a frustrating night for the fans here. The 3-2 hit swung on, lifted foul and out of play. Oh, and we have our first car, but it is so dark. And at night, I couldn't see it. Full count, two outs, 7-6. Colt 45 trailed the Novato Knicks. Here's the 3-2 pitch, shaken for ball four. And now for Dixon taking a walk, he is just pointing at Gutierrez.
Yeah.
Thought he had himself strike three to end the game. Gutierrez shaking his head, and Rick Bassetti is still giving Gutierrez the business. Oh, boy. Man. Well, we'll have ourselves a new pitcher coming at the bat. Let's just hope that calmer heads prevail here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. KCNR, tonight's broadcast has been brought to you by Authority Property Management, voted the best of the North State for 2022 and committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritytm.com.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com. Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
34, we need a strike.
Well, with any luck, we'll probably see Vicente Gutierrez call balls and strikes at a big league game one day. Has that classic appeal about him. And meanwhile, we have ourselves a new pitcher, a right-hander. The pitch to Joey Loveless delivered a little high for ball one. 1-0.
Number 34, Joey Loveless.
Hey, batter.
1-0 pitch. Fastball taken again upstairs for ball two. That was definitely a more traditional ball, though. I'll give Gutierrez credit on that one. Yep. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike.
Gosh.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. Fastball away inside for ball three. And then the ball gets by Higuchi. He's scrambling. He can't throw it. It's stuck. And it's now 8-6 in favor of the Novato Knicks. Higuchi just couldn't get a grasp on the ball after it hit him on the glove. And now it's 8-6. And so the crowd, a little stunned here at Tiger Field, but hopefully the bottom of the order can maybe rescue the day. The Colt 45s will be led off by Noah Young, followed by Jeremy Giesig, and then Giacomo Crissetti. Here's the 3-1 pitch. That ball is taken in the dirt for ball four, and the bases are loaded. And so, for the Colt 45s, they really can't do much here trying to preserve their arms for the rest of the series. And now here is Joey Taddy. The pitch to Taddy. Fastball is taken a little high for ball one. One ball and no strike. The count tips to the rib cage. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball swung on, lifted down the right field line, slicing foul, and that ball will go out of play. Got to give credit to this Reading Colt 45s faithful. They have hung in there throughout the night. Most of the fans that started here when they have arrived, they have stayed put. Here's the 1-1. Delivered on the outside corner for strike two. 1-2 the counts. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Slider tails away. Looked like it hit the corner. Might have hit the corner, but we don't know if a paintbrush is a verb or a noun. 2-2. Two outs. 2-2 pitch. That's in the dirt for ball three.
Come on.
So we got the youngsters way up past their bedtime. That's who's the real winner here, are the young children that get to stay up past their bedtime. 3-2. Here's the 3-2 pitch, swung on and fouled away. Do it again. Here's Dixon, the 3-2 pitch, fastball, swung on, that ball is zipped, fouling out of play. Oh, that nearly hit my car again. Oh. Yeah, I picked the wrong spot today. Yeah, they are. I guess I deserve it. 3-2, 8-6 in favor of the Novato Knicks.
Keep your leg out of the way.
Dixon, heel set. The 3-2 pitch is taken inside and high for ball four. A bases loaded walk issued, and it's now 9-6, Novato Knicks. And I will say this. That one was definitely a ball. No doubt. No doubt. Gotta take some onus.
Oh, catcher for 20. Lucas Townsend.
And now here's Lucas Townsend from Sonoma State, one of the 17 Sea Wolves on this Novato Knicks squad. Here's the pitch, fastball, swung on and fell away. Oh, and one. Here's the 0-1. Fastball swung on. That ball is lifted foul and out of play. Man, I'm not sure how this team hasn't run out of baseballs yet, to be honest. Man, if you are somebody looking maybe for... Oh. Oh, and two. Oh, goodness. When you know everybody in town. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, and a grounder to third. But it's bobbled. Picked up, though, by Fragoso, who gets the out at third. And that ends the inning, but not before the Novato Knicks break the tie, scoring three runs in the top of the ninth inning. Let's see if the Colt 45s have anything left in the gas tank. We're heading to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Reading Colt 45s trailing the Novato Knicks 9-6 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Yeah. Top of the ninth inning we go, bottom of the ninth inning we go, and what has been a pretty dramatic day of baseball here for the Colt 45s to trail 2-0 in the second inning, only to come back and lead 5-2. That lead would stand until the top of the sixth inning, where the Novato Knicks would score four runs to make it 6-5. The Colt 45s tied the game up at 6-6 on an RBI single by Patrick Fragoso, only to lose the lead again. And, gosh darn it. Oh, it's in my ears. Bottom of the ninth inning, and Noah Young to lead things off. Here's the pitch, a fastball on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Tanner Ivey, a pitcher from Sonoma State. That's got to be the best one that I've heard all night. 0-2. I'm sorry. Oh, 0-2, man. When you're the play-by-play announcer, but you get to hear what some of the fans say. Gosh, here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball up and away for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Something about a guide dog. Gosh. Here's the 1-2 hitch, shaking for ball two. Two balls and two strikes.
Out of the park.
Two team hits is taken away for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Here's the 3-2 pitch delivered inside and high for ball four. And so for Noah Young getting aboard, and so it's been anything but a quiet ending for this one as Young is hit by the pitch. And so let's see if the Colt 45s have some late bedtime magic in them for these youngsters to watch. Jeremy Giese comes to the plate now against Ivy. Ivy, heel set. Here's the pitch. Swung on in, Mr. Strike One. Giese took a big cut and came up empty. 0-1 the count. Giese with one home run on the season. Ivy, he'll set. Wind and fire. The 0-1 kid swung on. Hard ground ball, backhanded. Nice play. The throw to second and one. The throw to first. Not in time. So double play is avoided. But for Young, he is out. A nice backhanded scoop at short by Campbell. And with one away, now here's Giacomo Crosetti. Here's the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner there for a strike. 0-1. Ivy, he'll set. And deliver the 0-1 pitch. Fastball inside for ball one. Colt 45's trail 9-6 here with one out. 1-1 pitch. Fastball delivered on the outside corner. For strike two, so for Ivy, a double play away from the Novato Knicks taking game one of the series. One and two. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. For strike three, and down goes Crosetti. And with two outs, now here's Mackenzie Higuchi, who is 2-for-2 on the day. He has walked, been hit by a pitch, and is singled twice. So Higuchi. Here's the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. Rally caps are on. Sometimes you wear it on the side of your head. Sometimes you do it inside out, but there's no right or wrong way to do it. Oh, okay. So that's why you wear it on the side. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Runner going as the pitch is swung on and fouled away. 0-2. Ivy. He'll set. The 0-2 pitch. Runner goes. Pitch is taken inside for ball one. Giese safely to second. No play, and that'll go as runner's indifference. Ivy with 1-2 to Higuchi. The pitch. Fastball. Taken high. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Crowd at a standstill. The 2-2 pitch swung on, lifted down the right field line and foul. That is out of play, so we will do it again. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And if Kaguchi gets aboard, Dusty Vela will come up. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and a chopper to third. The throw to first is in time. Higuchi is thrown out and that's the ball game. The Reading Colt 45s led 5-2, but struggle late offensively to produce runs, producing only one run in the final seven innings of play to fall in game one to the Novato Knicks, 9-6. We'll have game two coming up for you tomorrow. Game time will start at 7:15. So be there, tune in. I'll be joined alongside Tyler Chapman on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Tonight's broadcast has been brought to you by Authority Property Management, offering full-time management services, which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Connecting property owners to renters in the North Valley. Contact Authority Property Management online today at authoritypm.com. For Ethan Hansen and Tyler Chapman in the booth downtown, saying so long from Tiger Field. Have a great night, everybody.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Colt 45s lost only a third of the year to the Novato Knicks. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming.
Their father, Joe Biden. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. There you have it. Okay. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Jim, who's calling from Herndon, Virginia. Jim, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Thank you for taking my call, Chris. I'm a former probation officer. Here's the question with this sweetheart deal that's never, ever been addressed. Who's going to monitor his abstinence from all mood-changing drugs? I can't wait to see that probation contract. And the poor probation officer who's going to supervise him will be under the gun not to report any violations of his abstinence. I'd be surprised if it's even in the contract. Federal probation officers are really, really under the gun to, can we say, poo-poo certain things on contracts of VIP people? I supervised a doctor one time who was a pedophile, sex offender, and boy, you know, they poo-pooed his, we polygraphed them. He never did a polygraph. And so, you know, I was put under the gun for that, and I said, I'm not going to poo-poo that, this guy. I reported him, and I got fired. So, you know, the poor probation officer is probably going to be a supervisor. If it's even in the contract, Chris, he must maintain abstinence. But that's my take on his cakewalk. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, listen, Jim, you know that Hunter was kicked out of the Navy for repeated instances of cocaine abuse. And also, I'm going to have to politically correct you, Jim. We don't call them pedophiles. The Democrats now refer to pedophiles as minor attracted persons or MAPs. That's what they call them now. They've got a euphemism for pedophiles because I think, do you get the impression, Jim, that the Democrat Party is pro-pedophile these days?
Absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind.
It's kind of crazy, isn't it? Like this teacher in Texas who had a high school class, classroom full of kids, and she was explaining to them that we don't use the word pedophile and we don't use child molester. We use a much more gentle and friendly term now.
We're not going to call them that. We're going to call them MAPs.
No.
Minor Attracted Persons.
No.
So don't judge people just because they want to have sex with a five-year-old.
That's right. That's today's Democrat Party position, Jim.
We can call them hey, Chris, we can call them groomers, only they're not at the hairdresser.
Well, they become very upset if you call anyone a groomer, too, because, you know, they don't like to be properly and correctly identified. And again, minor attracted, I'm sorry, it was persons, right? Persons, not people. Minor attracted person. Minor attracted. That's, you know, you go to prison for being a minor attracted person in any civilized country, but the Democrat Party is trying to normalize child sex, and in particular, gay child sex.
You know, this allegation of groomer and pedophile, it is alleging that a person is criminal somehow and engaged in criminal acts merely because of their identity, their sexual orientation, their gender identity.
Grooming. That's Democrat Congresswoman from California, Katie Porter, who is running for Senate. She's running for Senator Dianne Feinstein's Senate seat, which she has not vacated. And they and also Adam Schiffless is running for that as well. They've got two humdingers, and that's those are the front runners in California. And she's the one, of course, Katie Porter, who said that she's raising her children, her 9-year-old daughter, to believe that we're on the brink of an apocalypse and we're all going to be dead very, very soon because of the weather.
I told my 9-year-old daughter that I was going to be speaking with you, and I said, what do you think about climate change? And she said, the earth is on fire and we're all going to die soon.
Sure.
And I asked her how that made her feel, and she said it made her feel angry.
Angry. So she burned a police car. She's the... youngest girl, 9 years old, on record to torch a police car with a Molotov cocktail because the earth is on fire. And, you know, that's kind of, it's always ironic. Like the guy that self-immolated, the Democrat that self-immolated on the steps of the Supreme Court last year on Earth Day, to commemorate Earth Day, he self-immolated like a Buddhist monk. And it was because he is against people putting smoke into the air, right? So he doused himself in flammable liquid gasoline or something and lit himself. Did he use a Zippo lighter? Do we know? Because that's kind of the old school way to go. Zippo. Yeah, your Democrat Party. Minor attracted persons and Hunter Biden. And we've got a bunch of Hunter Biden news. And really, it's about the corrupt Biden White House and Justice Department under Merrick Garland. And they've corrupted everything. They've corrupted the FBI. They've corrupted the IRS. You know that the Obama-Biden administration used the IRS to target their political enemies, and of course, they used the intelligence community to spy on people like James Rosen at Fox News and James Rosen's parents in New York and James Risen at the New York Times, no relation, and the Associated Press in Washington and the Associated Press on Capitol Hill, their Washington Bureau and their Capitol Hill officers, and they use the intelligence, and they hacked into the Senate Intelligence Committee's computer and their emails. The CIA did under John Brennan, and then John Brennan lied about it. And they're spying on all of us, and James Clapper, the Director of National Intelligence, lied under oath about that repeatedly. And all of this is just fine because we live in a corrupt country, the United States of America and the United States government and the news media. Corrupt institutions. It's a terribly sad thing to have to say. But there she's 9 years old. What do you think about climate change? And the earth is on fire and we're all going to die soon.
The earth is on fire and we're all going to die soon.
The key word there is soon. As soon. The 9-year old is being told. And then does the mother of the 9-year old child say, no, honey, get down and hug your child and say, no, honey, we're not all going to die soon. No, she says she's got a follow up question. And how does that make you feel? You know, I think Child Protective Services should intervene and take her children away. She apparently has 3 of them, allegedly. That's amazing. And now she's running for the Senate and wants to be elevated because of the work that she does for the party. You know, I mean, that's the stuff of the Jonestown death cult. That's the lineup for the Kool-Aid. It was generic store brand Kool-Aid, not Kool-Aid brand Kool-Aid at Jonestown. By the way, that was a socialist utopia, Jonestown. Just by the way, that whole thing was all about bringing about a socialist utopia. So they left the San Francisco Bay Area and they went to Guyana in South America so they could have a socialist paradise. Right? And then they all killed themselves or each other or something. All right, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Rick calling from Elmwood Park, New Jersey. Richard, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris, you know, I'd like to offer the lefties 10 grand for proof of CO2 causes catastrophic anthropogenic global warming. See if that lights the fire.
Well, that they would direct you to Al Gore's movie. When was that movie? That was like 15 years ago or something, wasn't it? Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth. And they'll send you, they just keep repeating and recycling the same, 95? Oh, it was 2006? He knew right off the top of his head. 2006. And so how long ago is that now? That's a long time ago. It's 17 years ago, right? And you think, Rick, you think they've saved that polar bear sitting on the little ice slab? I've been concerned about him.
Polar bear population is booming. It gets higher every year since 1960. We're up to about 31,000 right now, and polar bear hunting is legal.
You know, you're going to be a problem for the Democrats because you have educated yourself. You've informed me. And you're right. The reason that the polar bear population had been depleted in the first place was mostly because of hunting, Rick, right? And that's because we allowed natives to hunt polar bear because it's a tradition. Yes, sir. That is madness. But they've still got the kids terrified about it because, you know, if you can't terrify the children, who can you terrify? We're all going to die soon.
This is for real. It is not made up.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Paid for by government.com. Can you believe it? A huge hoard of 2018 American Eagle silver dollar coins were confiscated when the FBI busted an international fraud ring that stretched from South Dakota to Norway. It sounds like a Hollywood movie, but it's not. These 99.9% pure silver 2018 Silver Eagles, recovered from U.S. mint-sealed boxes concealed in a garage in Norway, are now available and can be yours. Your guaranteed mint condition American Eagle silver dollars seized from the Norway hoard. Quantities are extremely limited. To learn more, call 1-800-973-3098. Plus, you'll receive a free bonus package, a $25 value, free with every order. Don't let this incredible opportunity slip away. Call 1-800-973-3098 now to secure your American silver eagles from the seized Norway hoard before they're gone. That's 1-800-973-3098.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Summer is here. Time for perfectly aged, always tender, and guaranteed delicious Omaha steaks. Here's an amazing offer when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter Garden into the search bar. Save over 61% on the Gourmet Grill Pack and receive 8 free Omaha Steaks burgers when you order. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. Type Garden into the search bar at omahasteaks.com and order the Gourmet Grill Pack today. omahasteaks.com, keyword garden.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Anderson Explodes 2023 with fun, food, and fireworks on Monday, July 3rd from 5 until 11 p.m. at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson. The Community for Anderson Explodes presents their 2023 concert featuring Northern California native Chad Bushnell.
Thank God I'm not the only one working on me.
Gates open at 5 p.m., the concert at 7, and fireworks starting at 10 p.m. sharp. Parking is $5, and entry into the event is absolutely free. No outside food, beverages, or animals allowed. Born and raised in Red Bluff, Chad Bushnell has opened for Dwight Yoakam, Neil McCoy, Mark Chestnut, Lee Bryce, Aaron Watson, and Scotty McCreary. Don't miss this special event brought to you by the Community for Anderson Explodes, Monday, July 3rd. Gates open at 5 p.m., the concert at 7, and the Anderson Explodes firework display starts at 10. Parking is $5, and entry into the event is absolutely free at the Shasta District Fairgrounds and Event Center at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
All right, since we were just talking about climate change, I got a story from the Des Moines Register out of Iowa. KCCI Chief Meteorologist Chris Gloninger, departing station, citing PTSD, past death threat. Now, this is an almost funny story. KCCI Chief Meteorologist Chris Gloninger is departing the station due in part to past threats, he says, stemmed from his coverage of climate change. See, it goes to what Rick was talking about. Gloninger announced the news on Twitter in a statement on Wednesday, said he would soon be saying goodbye to the local CBS station. On the 6 p.m. newscast, Gloninger said his last day will be July 7th. 18 years, 7 stations, 5 states. Can't hold down a job. I'm bidding farewell to TV to embark on a new journey dedicated to help solve the climate crisis, he said. After a death threat stemming from my climate change coverage last year and resulting PTSD. He's got PTSD. He says he's leaving. And he says his climate change coverage has garnered negative feedback. And last month, he received his first threat. He wrote this last year in July of 2022, followed by a flow of harassing emails. Police are investigating. It's mentally exhausting, and at times I have not been okay, he says. Now, I have the harassing emails. A guy wrote him an email saying, "You are a worthless Biden puppet, a liar, a conspiracy theorist, and an idiot. You give Iowa a bad name. Go home, B-word. Beep. Go home, B-word." That's one email. And that's, I guess, as harsh as it got. And they got the police involved. And the police investigated because the guy sent him emails and, you know, used his normal email. They went and found the guy. And the police were so angry that, and the courts, and the police and the courts were involved, that the man was fined $105 for sending mean emails. But this weatherman, I'm guessing he's a Democrat, was so traumatized, good thing we didn't send him to storm the cliffs at Point du Hoc on D-Day, huh? you know, I've got one piece of advice for him. Now that you're leaving the traumatic world of weather, don't try a career in talk radio, okay? Don't try a career in talk.
Get ready for another wild event at the Cascade Theater when Peter Gross of Wild Kingdom returns Friday, March 8th. The star of Wild Kingdom shares his exciting animal world.